from way back when. So, golly gee, fellas, find her an empty knee, fellas, and Dolly will never go away again. I mean, hello, Dolly, what do you know, Dolly? It's so nice to have you back where you belong. I can tell, Dolly, you're looking swell. Swell, Dolly, yeah, you're still growing. You're still growing, you're still going strong. Just feel that room swaying while the band keeps on playing one of your old familiar songs from way back when. So, golly gee, fellas, have a little faith in me, fellas. Dolly will never go away again. Just feel that room swaying while that band is playing one of your old familiar songs from way back when. So, golly gee, fellas, find her a vacant knee, fellas. Dolly will never go away. Promise you never go away. Dolly will never go away.
Someday, when I'm awfully low, when the world is cold, I will feel a glow just thinking of you. In the way you look tonight, yes, you're lovely with your smile so warm and your cheeks so soft. There is nothing for me but to love you and the way you look tonight. With each word your tenderness grows, tearing my fear apart. And that laugh wrinkles your nose, touches my foolish heart. Lovely, never, never change. Keep that breathless charm. Won't you please arrange it? 'Cause I love you just the way you look tonight. Touches my foolish heart. Lovely, don't you ever change. Keep that breathless charm. Won't you please arrange it? 'Cause I love you just the way you look tonight. Just the way you look tonight.
Don't know much about history. Don't know much biology. Don't know much about a science book. Don't know much about the French I took. But I do know that I love you. And I know that if you love me too,
what a wonderful world this would be.
Don't know much about geography. Don't know much trigonometry. Don't know much about algebra. Don't know what a sliding rule is for. But I do know
what it was.
This one
could be with you. What a wonderful world this would be.
Now, I don't claim to be an A student, but I'm trying to be. For maybe by being an A student, baby, I can win your love for me. Don't know much about
history.
Don't know much biology. Don't know much about a science book. Don't know much about the French I took. But I do know that
I love you.
And I know that if
you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be.
La ta 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 ta.
Thank you. till somebody loves you. You're nobody till somebody cares. You might be king, you might possess the world and its gold. Gold won't bring you happiness when you're growing old. The world is the same, you won't change it. As sure as the stars shine above, you're nobody until somebody loves you. So get yourself somebody to love. You're nobody until somebody loves you. You're nobody until somebody cares. You might be a king, you might possess all the world and its gold. The gold won't bring you happiness when you're getting old. The world is the same, you won't change it. As sure as the stars shine above, you are nobody until somebody loves you. So get yourself somebody, grab yourself somebody. You are nobody, nobody until somebody loves you. You're nobody until somebody cares. You might be the king, you might even snatch all the world and its gold, but the gold won't get you happiness when you're getting old. The world, whole world's the same, you're never gonna change it. Change it as long as the stars shine above. You're nobody until somebody loves you. Go out and get yourself somebody.
Like the
good evening, everybody. Welcome inside Short Town Ballpark in Lakewood. Time for Jersey Shore Blue Claws Baseball here on Valley Live, blueclaws.com and MILB TV. Alongside Tony Graham, I'm Greg Giamparisi. Good matchup tonight. Two of the best teams in the Sally League and two really good pitchers. Jersey Shore Blue Claws are the Phillies affiliate, of course, 3-3, 41-31. And Greensboro Pirate affiliate, they are 4-2, 43-28. Gene Cabrera for Jersey Shore, 4-3 with a 3.22 ERA. And Hunter Marco for Greensboro, 2-1 with a 3.46 earned run average. Hubbers won last night 4-2 in 10. Tony, welcome back. How are you?
All right, Greg. Well, once again tonight, it's the long ball oriented Greensboro Ball Club against the starting pitching of Jersey Shore. It's the way it's matched up through much of this series, and really Greensboro hasn't hit many long balls. They've hit two, but they have won two of the first three games. All three games have been pretty much decided after the seventh inning, including last night in the 10th when Greensboro scored three runs in the top of the 10th inning and held off the Blue Claws in the bottom half with a 4-2 win. So they lead this series 2-1. And when we met with the Bull, the manager of the Blue Claws, Greg Bozinski, earlier today, we talked about that 10th inning in particular and also other topics pertaining to this series.
And welcome again, everybody, to the Bull Ring as we speak with manager Greg Bozinski of the Blue Claws here in the clubhouse before tonight's game with Greensboro. And last night, a very tough 10th inning for Jersey Shore. Greensboro scored three runs on just one blue hit, a couple of walks, a wild pitch in there. Everything sort of went haywire, Greg, in the top of the 10th last night.
Yeah, you know, it was obviously not how we wanted to finish the game, but a lot of good things happened last night. You know, with Stewart, had a great start, his first one here in Jersey. That was awesome. And, you know, the guys competed all game, and that's what we're looking for. And,
did Gunner sort of just lose the plate, lose his command?
A little bit, you know, three walks in the blue pit and throwing an intentional walk in there. Just wasn't his sharpest outing, you know, but he's done great in the back end of the game for us, you know, a lot this season. So he was in the right spot. We had the right guy out there. Just it didn't work out last night. But, you know, I think it was neat in the bottom half of that inning having Aiden come up, you know, with two men on base, tying run on first. And he worked a great at bat and crushed the ball to right center field and just, you know, the guy ran it down. So just getting guys in those different situations, you know, him going through that moment and, you know, having success. You know, obviously the result wasn't what we wanted, but I think the at bat overall was a success. And you know, he'll be better for it moving forward, and all these guys will. So tough one, obviously, but I think a lot of good things happened throughout the game.
Well, they did. In that top of the 10th inning, I hate to go back to that, but a ball, the blue pit we talked about, over Aiden's head, he got it and then sort of didn't know what base to throw to try to get a force play. Just appeared to be flummoxed on that play. Young kid, 20 years old, inexperienced, so he has been a shortstop. It's just a play that didn't work out.
Yeah.
Can you comment on what happened with him on that play?
No, I just think obviously it was a perfectly placed, you know, broken bat floater over shortstop. And where the runners were at, you know, like obviously instinctually.
First and second.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. First and second. So instinctually, like you have an idea of where you think you can go with the ball. But that's a situation when, you know, shortstop's running, you know, with his back turned to the infield towards the outfield. You just rely on communication from your teammates. So I think that's something that could have been a little better in terms of, you know, the other guys around the field vocalizing where the ball needed to go. But he, you know, credit to him trying to make a play.
For sure.
You know, it wasn't. You know, would have been a probably easier throw going to second base. But, you know, kids out there trying to make a play could have been a little better on the communication side thing, you know, the surrounding guys. But it's going to happen sometimes. It's just another teaching moment with this young group that, you know, we'll go over and then they'll be better for it.
How important is it for his confidence for you to show him he's right back in there tonight?
Again, yeah. You know,
you're not batting well up in the order again,
yeah,
as usual.
Yeah, no, I mean, I hopefully shows a lot to him. You know, I know I got all the confidence in the world in him, and so do we as an organization.
Sure.
Great player. He's, like you said, he just turned 20 years old, like, oh, I think a day or two before he came up here. And, you know, these guys are here to play. And, you know, the expectation when they get to the big leagues is that they'll be ready to play every day. And that's, you know, part of the development process and getting them ready for the big leagues. And, you know, he's very mature in his mindset where, you know, one day that doesn't go exactly how he wants it to go, he just bounces right back ready to go the next day. So I'm excited to see what he's going to do tonight.
Yeah, he did have a great at bat that last at bat. And just missed as far as maybe hitting it into the gap or over the wall, long play out to center field.
Different ballpark, you know. That game, the game's in Greensboro, that's off the hotel in right field.
Casey Stewart, we talked about him a minute or so ago, making his Jersey Shore debut last night. Career high 9 strikeouts for him at 1 run over 5 innings. What did you see from Casey Stewart?
Great outing, great stuff. You know, obviously, you saw him out there. He's a big body. I mean, it's good velocity coming down the slope. His sweeper was working really well. Get a lot of swing and miss, you know, in the zone and out of the zone when he needed to with 2 strikes. So it was fun to watch. I'm happy he's here. You know, excited to add him to that the starting rotation group that we got. And I thought he did a heck of a job for us.
Gene Cabrera on the hill for Jersey Shore tonight. He's been nothing but consistent pretty much all season. One of the top ERAs in the league.
Yeah.
Goes against a potent lineup. I believe you pitched against him already this year. Talk about what you look for from Gene tonight.
Yeah, more of the same. Like, he's done a heck of a job. He's obviously been excellent in terms of the stuff and the performance, and he's also been out there and gave us really good starts when we needed it at times, especially, you know, yesterday coming off the loss. You're excited to have him going out there with the ball in his hand and give us a good start, chance to put up some runs and win a ball game. So definitely looking for that out of him tonight.
All right. Hope it works out. Thanks.
Thank you.
Blue Claws manager Greg Brodzinski earlier tonight with Tony. Pitching preview, as we touch on, it's a good one. Gene Cabrera for Jersey Shore, 4-3, 3.22 ERA. Hunter Barco for Greensboro, 2-1 with a 3.46 earned run average on the season. Cabrera is a 22-year-old right-hander from Maracay, Venezuela. 4-3, 3.22, as we said. 54 hits in 67 innings, 77 walks, 21 strikeouts. He's thrown 213 pitches in his last 2 starts, Tony. 103, 2 back, 110 in his last start at Brooklyn on June the 19th. He went 6 scoreless innings in that game, in a game the Blue Claws needed to win. They did, largely because of him. He struck out 8 and he walked 3. So he gets a few extra days rest after that outing, which was the most pitches thrown by a Blue Claws pitcher since Nick Fenning threw 113 in his second no-hitter of 2017. Here against Charleston that July. And Cabrera, a little bulldog out there, and he's a lot of fun to watch.
And he's thrown 6-plus innings 5 times this year. His last 2 outings back-to-back, 6 1/3 and 6 innings. So,
and 6 2/3, right. 4 starts back, sure, on May 28th. Yeah. So, yeah, he pitched at Greensboro on the 6th. He went 4 innings in that game, 3 hits, 1 run, 2 walks, 2 strikeouts. He pitched well. The only reason he pitched 4 innings was because the game was delayed by rain. And after the rain delay of about an hour, they took him out, obviously. But he would have pitched deeper into that game as well. Had only thrown 54 pitches in the first 4 innings. Hunter Barco's a left-hander from Jacksonville. Went to the University of Florida, second-round pick of the Pirates in 2022. 2-1, 3.46 ERA, 52 innings, 42 hits, 21 walks, 63 strikeouts. He likely would have been a first-round pick in that draft, but he got hurt and had Tommy John surgery his junior year, his last year at the University of Florida. So he fell into the second round. The Pirates took him. Last year made 9 appearances between the FCL and Bradenton, only 18 in a 3rd inning. So now fully deployed for his first real full action as a pro here in 2024. And he's had a very solid season for the Pirate affiliate. Last time out, 4 innings, 1 hit, no runs, 2 walks, 7 strikeouts. He did hit 2 batters. That was against Hudson Valley on Saturday, and faced the Blue Claws on June 5th. Blue Claws got him a bit. 5 hits, 4 runs, 2 homers in 2 innings in that ball game, which Greensboro ended up rallying to win. Both of the home runs, one of the home runs was by Otto Kemp, who is now in Reading, and one of the home runs was by Ryan Leach, who is here but not in the lineup tonight.
Greg, it's a matchup, as you said, of 2 highly regarded pitchers in their respective organizations. You look at the Blue Claws starting pitching the next couple of days, too. And even beyond that, you have Cabrera, who is 5th in the league in ERA at 3.22. And then George Clausen, who will be making his 3rd start, 1-0 with an ERA of 2, coming off 5 no-hit innings his last time out. It'll be tomorrow night. And then on Sunday, Sam Albergary leads the league in ERA, 2.75. Now, the opponent tomorrow night against Clausen will be the number 19 prospect in the Pirates system, and that will be a local product, Patrick Riley, a right-hander out of Christian Brothers Academy, which is located about 20 miles north of here. He has a high ERA all told, but again, he pitches in Greensboro, 4.03.
That's not that high. Not there.
I was going to say, it's relatively speaking good when you consider where he's pitching. His record is 3-4. He's very high in the league in strikeouts, though, with 79. So he's pitched well overall this year. I believe...
he'll have a lot of fans like that. There was a story that was online at ABP.com today about him, and I think it'll be in the print edition tomorrow. So Cabrera and Hunter Barco, your pitching matchup here today. Cabrera is one of just three minor league pitchers this season with three different starts of 100-plus pitches. Blake Adams of Spokane, Colorado's high-A affiliate, Caden Dana of Rocket City, the Angels' double-A affiliate. Actually, sorry, one of four, and the other is Chase McDermott of Norfolk, the Orioles' triple-A team. McDermott is the only one who's done it three in a row, and Cabrera, I don't know if that's in the cards tonight, but if he does, he'll match McDermott. The only other Blue Claw to do it twice in a row this year is Sam Aldegary, and Blue Claws have thrown 100 pitches in back-to-back starts include Nick Fanning in 2017, Tyler Gilbert did it three in a row in 2016, Luke Leftwich two in a row in 2016 as well. So it's pretty rare, and Cabrera's done it, though. He's a tough, tough young man, and he will battle all the way to the last pitch. And he's been a lot of fun to watch. He's had a tremendous year. He won the Paul Owens Award in 2021, pitching in the Dominican Summer League. Spent the last 2 years with Clearwater, and his first year with the Blue Claws has been a smashing success. Blue Claws have dropped two of the first three, though, in this series, and they are currently tied for third, two games back of first place Aberdeen in the SAL North. The Ironbirds are 5-1. When we come back, we'll have the lineups and the first pitch. It's a beautiful night, 70 degrees, clear skies here on the last Friday in June. Blue Claws baseball coming up on Valley Live, BlueClaws.com and MILB TV. Good evening, everybody. Welcome inside beautiful Shoretown Ballpark on a gorgeous night here in Lakewood. Time for Jersey Shore Blue Claws Baseball, Valley Live, BlueClaws.com and MILB TV. Alongside Tony Graham, I'm Greg Giamborisi. Blue Claws Phillies affiliates, 3-3, 41-31. Greensboro Pirate affiliate, 43-28, 4-2 in the second half. Greensboro's won two of the first three in the series. Good pitching matchup here for you tonight. Gene Cabrera for the Blue Claws, 4-3, 3.22 ERA. Hunter Barco, lefty for Greensboro, 2-1, 3.46. Tony Graham, how are you?
All right, Greg. Well, if you happen to be a Pirates fan, I want to see some of these promising young hitters for that organization. Well, this is the one we could get to do it here in Lakewood. This is their lone visit to the Jersey Shore this season. Blue Claws beat them 4-6 down in North Carolina June 4th through the 9th. At the time, it shot the Blue Claws into first place by a half game. But the Grasshoppers went 8-1 to finish the first half and edged out the Blue Claws for the playoff spot. Greensboro did it by going 5-1 against Hudson Valley last week and 10 of 12 games entering this series. You might remember when Greensboro was a Marlins affiliate from 2003 to 2018, and it became a Pirates affiliate in 2019. So the Blue Claws will look to even up the series here tonight. I'll tell you all about it. Here's the voice of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws, Greg Jambolisi.
Thanks, Tony. Tamar Johnson leads off for Greensboro at short, then Jack Brannigan at third, and Sean Ross, the catcher. Nick Cimillo's at first base, batting fourth, and Mitch Jebb at second. Batting sixth in left field, Lonnie White Jr. P.J. Hilson is the center fielder. He will bat in the seventh spot. Then Josiah Seitler, the right fielder, and Giovanni Plancher, the DH, will bat ninth against Gene Cabrera. The lineup brought to you by RWJ Barnabas Health. Local facilities include Community Medical Center and RWJ Barnabas Health Behavioral Health Center. Monmouth Medical Center with Long Branch, Monmouth Medical Center, Southern Campus right here in Lakewood. RWJ Barnabas Health is New Jersey's most comprehensive academic health system and proud to be the official health care provider of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws. To learn more, visit rwjbh.org. So here's Tamar Johnson, a left-handed batter to lead things off for Greensboro in their road race. Blue Claws in their alternate navy blues. In at third is Reyes to guard against the bunt, and the first pitch, righty to lefty, is inside. One ball and no strikes. First pitch is 7:06 tonight, and the game time temperature is 70 degrees, clear skies. Swing and a miss, a fastball, and the count is 1-1. Johnson hitting just .216, 7 homers, 29 RBIs, but he does lead the league with 54 walks. Fourth overall pick in the draft 2 years ago. And that is inside from Cabrera. Two balls in his strike. And already, Tony, Cabrera, something that we've seen from him all year, is willing to pitch off the plate inside, as he's done on the first couple of pitches. 2-1 is a changeup in the inside corner, called strike. And it evens up the count at 2-2. So Reyes with two strikes will back up. Johnson, the top prospect in the Pirate system per the MLB pipeline, 20 years of age. And the pitch here is hit in the air to center. For Marion Boyd, drifting in a few steps, makes the one-handed catch, one away. Johnson just turned 20, 17 days ago on June 11th. He flies out to Boyd, a 20-year-old as well. Here's Jack Brannigan, the third baseman from Notre Dame, hitting .223, 8 home runs and 25 runs batted in. Brannigan, a third-round pick in 2022, and he takes high. He's played couple of games at shortstop this week, but he's playing third tonight. Johnson, who's been mostly the second baseman, kicks over to shortstop this evening, and Mitch Jebb is playing second. Here's the 1-0 from Cabrera. Popped him up off the plate and back toward the netting. Right side distance there on the track. Makes the catch. Two away. Defensively for Jersey Shore, Troy Schreffler in left, of Marion Boyd in center, and the right fielder Leandro Pineda. Felix Reyes in third. Aiden Miller at short. Eric Greedo at second. Keaton Anthony at first. And the catcher is Jordan Disson. Cabrera's thrown 100-plus pitches in each of his last two starts, three of his last four. Last time out, six scoreless innings, eight strikeouts at Brooklyn on Tuesday of last week, a fastball strike. So he's got a couple of extra days rest. Threw 110 pitches in that game, most by any Sally Leaguer this year at any Blue Claw since 2017. Breaking ball in the dirt, blocked by Disson. And it's 1-1 on Sean Ross, the league's leading home run hitter. In fact, he has stormed to the league's home run lead. Seven of his last 11 hits have been home runs. Here's the 1-1, and a fastball zipped over the outside corner of his strike. He had three in one game at Winston-Salem back on June the 12th. Right-handed batter, very slightly open stance, bright yellow cleats for Ross. Cabrera looks for the 1-2-3 first inning, and he misses a little high with a fastball to level the count up at 2-2. Nick Cimillo, Rutgers product, would be next. He's on deck. Two out, nobody on, top of the first, and no score. Blue Claws in the bottom of the first. We'll have a familiar top three. Eric Brito, Justin Crawford, and Aiden Miller against the left-hander Hunter Barco. Here's the 2-2 from Cabrera. Breaking ball fouled off. Didn't get his bat out of the way, and did Ross. It might well have been in there anyway. So the count remains two balls and two strikes. A pop out to center, and a pop out to the catcher. Cabrera looks for his first strikeout here. Swing and a miss. He's got him on the breaking ball, and the inning is over. Good start for Gene Cabrera. 1-2-3, go the Hoppers. Greensboro nothing. Blue Claws coming to bat. Bottom of the first, Valley Live, BlueClaws.com, MILB TV.
Hear that? That's the sound of healthy kids at play. Nothing makes us at RWJ Barnabas Health happier than that. And you'll be happy to hear that we have been recognized by U.S. News & World Report for our pediatric care, in urology system-wide, and in orthopedics at the Bristol-Myers Squibb Children's Hospital at Robert Wood Johnson University Hospital. To learn more, visit rwjbh.org/children's health. RWJ Barnabas Health. Let's be healthy. Together.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
So we go to the bottom of the first inning. No score. Hunter Barco, the left-hander for Greensboro, with the high Green Sox, faces Eric Brito, the second baseman, Justin Crawford, the DH, and Aiden Miller at short. Felix Reyes at third base hits fourth, then Leandro Pineda in right. The Marion Boyd is in center batting sixth, then Keaton Anthony at first. Jordan Disson is doing the catching. He will bat eighth, and batting ninth, playing left field, is Troy Schreffler. Barco, left-handed from Jacksonville. Here's Brito, and the first pitch is lifted foul down first out of play, and the count is nothing in. One lineup brought to you by RWJ Barnabas Health, New Jersey's most comprehensive academic health system. Proud to be the official healthcare provider of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws. Visit RWJBH.org. Fouled off first base side out of play, and it's nothing in two on Brito. 272 for Eric, who's hit safely in five straight games, 9 for 20. He has two hits in each of the first three games of this series, going 6 for 14 this week against the Grasshoppers. Barco is a left-hander from the University of Florida, second-round pick in 2022. He had Tommy John surgery, which cut short his last year in Gainesville, 0-2. Swing and a miss, changeup, Brito out in front, strike 3, one away. But after pitching only 18 innings last year as he built back up from the injury, he's had a very good year with Greensboro this year. 2-1 at 3.46 ERA, pitching in one of the toughest hitters' parks in all of minor league baseball. 52 innings, 42 hits, 21 walks, and 63 strikeouts. Luklaus did get him for four runs in two innings back on June 5th as Crawford swings and foul, tips one at home plate, nothing in one. Two homers off Barco were hit by Otto Kemp, who's in Redding, and Ryan Leach, who's not in the lineup today. Crawford, lefty, 281, four homers, 31 batted in. Breaking ball, chopped softly up the line to first, and it just kicks foul in front of Cimillo. Lonnie White, P.J. Hilson, Josiah Seitler left to run in the outfield. Brannigan at third, Tamar Johnson at short, Mitch Jebb at second, Nick Cimillo at first, and the catcher is Sean Ross. The right fielder, Tony Seitler, is playing very deep and over towards right center. Center fielder Hilson playing pretty deep as well, and shaded a little bit towards left center. So 0-2 on Crawford. And the left-hander Barco's pitch is swung on it. Missed a fastball at 95 miles an hour. Got him strike three. Barco might well have been a first-round pick in that 2022 draft if he didn't get hurt in Florida. But came out anyway, second-round pick. He would have missed his entire senior year anyway, so you have to go out and get in the professional rehab program. Here's Aiden Miller, two out, nobody on. Fastball strike. And the future certainly bright for Hunter Barco, who's from the Bulls school in Jacksonville. Miller, 10 for 50 with a home run, five ribbies. And the 0-1 is taken low. So, Tony, last night it was a really cool moment. Bull talked about it on the pregame show. To have Miller, first-round pick, just got here, batting as the winning run at the bottom of the 10th inning, two on, down 4-2. He just missed that ball on the 11th pitch of a great at-bat. Fastball outside. He hit it out to right center near the boardwalk games, and Lonnie White, the center fielder last night, caught it right in front of the track. It was 104 off the bat. He just got a touch underneath it. And as Bull said, it in Greensboro would have hit the hotel across the street. Here's a high pop down the right field line. Out goes Cimillo. Long run for Seidler with a foul ground. Cimillo reaches out and makes a beautiful over-the-shoulder catch. Good play by Nick Cimillo, the first baseman, a catcher by trade, but a good play down in the Blue Claws bullpen. So Miller retired. Blue Claws go in order in the first. We go to the second inning, no score. Valley Live, BlueClaws.com, and MILB TV.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Valley Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Valley Live app today.
Celebrity Ford of Toms River is bringing you the best prices, best service, and best inventory in all of the Jersey Shore. At Celebrity Ford, you're an all-star, and we're here to serve you and your automotive needs. We offer a free safety assessment as well as free refreshments. Visit us in-store today for the best deals in all of the Jersey Shore. You deserve to ride in style. Located on Route 37 at Toms River, Celebrity Ford, your Jersey Shore Ford store.
You may know how affordable printing has become.
You may have heard that digital documents can streamline almost every business process.
Someone may also have told you that even a small business like yours can manage it all in the cloud.
But here's something you probably don't know. Shore Business Solutions can help you with all of it. Shore Business Solutions, the partner you didn't know you have. Visit shore-biz.com. A Premier Sharp dealer, official sponsor of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws.
Back inside Shoretown Ballpark, we're at the top of the second inning, no score, Blue Claws and the Greensboro Grasshoppers. Big fireworks night here in Shoretown, brought to you by Wingstop. And our guest is Christian Galindo. Christian, welcome. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you. I'm good. Thank you for having me tonight.
This
really
your
excited.
First time here. Awesome. First pitch by Gene Cabrera, breaking ball high and tight to right-handed hitting Nick Cimillo with a count 1-0. So, Christian, tell us about Wingstop and what makes you guys different than a lot of other, wing-based restaurants, breaking ball outside 2-0.
Wingstop delivers the world flavor, you know. We always go out and we deliver fresh wings.
Big cut and a miss by the Rutgers product, Cimillo 2-1.
Right now we have here in South Jersey, we have 5 locations, all the way from Toms River all the way to Cliffwood. And, we're also in...
Swing and a miss again, 2-2, pulled the string.
We're also looking for, we're also in New York and Indianapolis overall, which is an mission to deliver the world flavor and fresh wings.
So what do you do with Wingstop? First at 2-2 to Cimillo, slider, outside.
So I'm actually regional vice president of operations. Currently I run... 3 markets for Wingstop, which is New Jersey, New York, and Indianapolis. And, overall, just making sure that we serve our guests and we make people happy.
3-2 on Cimillo. He's got 12 homers this year, hitting .278. Cabrera into the line, and the payoff pitches high, ball 4. It gets back to the screen. So first base runner for Greensboro is Nick Cimillo. He's aboard. And that'll bring up Mitch Jebb, the left-handed hitting Hopper's second baseman. So if somebody who'd never been to Wingstop was going in, what would you recommend?
For sure, our two favorite flavors among people that really like Wingstop is going to be original hot and lemon pepper. Of course, it's going to be classic wings. They are dropped for fresh, and you're pretty going to enjoy. And then with some Cajun corn that is very delicious. And then towards the end, a very delicious brownie.
Fastball inside, just off the plate to Jeb at 95 from Cabrera. 160-pounder from Venezuela. And the count, 1-1, no strikes. Jeb at 201, 4 homers, and 22 runs batted in so far this season for the lefty. In at third, Reyes, and the pitch a little high. 2 balls and no strikes. Our guest is Christian Galindo from Wingstop. They're the sponsor of tonight's Blue Claws game and, of course, post-game fireworks show like every Friday throughout the summer. You had a great night for your maiden visit.
That's awesome.
Barely a cloud in the sky. Here's the pitch. That's in the dirt, and it gets by Disson back to the screen. Down to second goes Cimillo, and that'll be a pass ball. on Jordan Disson to allow Cimillo to advance into scoring position. What kinds of different wing flavors, combos do you guys offer?
So we actually offer 12 flavors, but right now I can tell you that our flavor is going to be Hot Honey, which is a new flavor that we just launched. Also, there's going to be a new bundle coming up to our Wingstops, which is the summer bundle that I really encourage people to take advantage of.
That's on the inside corner called strike 3-1.
But my favorite one is going to be spicy Korean for sure. So, but we have all different kind of flavors coming all the way from Hawaiian all the way to Atomic, which is really spicy, you know?
Yeah, I can't do the Atomic. I'm sure it's delicious. Fastball inside, ball four. So back-to-back walks from Cabrera. Two on, nobody out. And that'll bring up Lonnie White, the left fielder. So Toms River, Freehold, Neptune, and Eatontown. So you got a nice little cross-section here around Ocean and Monmouth Counties.
You actually missed Cliffwood as well.
Cliffwood.
So,
where's Cliffwood?
It's in Aberdeen.
Okay, gotcha. Okay.
Yeah, so we actually have five locations around South Jersey right now that we're ready to serve and ready to help people. The majority of the stores have been open for more than 2 years now, so pretty excited to have you. And have you ever tried Wingstop before?
Yeah, yeah, delicious. Yeah.
What's your favorite flavor?
The honey, one of the honey ones.
Okay, so we're talking about hot honey.
Yeah.
Actually, right now in the next coming weeks, it's going to come the hot lemon pepper.
Okay.
That's a flavor that you should try. It's a combination between our original hot and the lemon pepper seasoning on top. It's a really nice flavor.
The Times River location is right off the parkway on 37, 37 going east towards Seaside, but right in that first plaza there. Here's Lonnie White, 2-1, nobody out after a visit from the pitching coach, Brad Bergeson, and the slider is outside. It's 1-0. That ball that allowed Cimillo to advance the second was a wild pitch. They had originally said pass ball, changed it to wild pitch. 2-1, nobody out, 1-0, and swing and a miss, another slider, and White out in front. 184 for him, 10 homers, 28 batted in, on 11 hits in his last 34 at-bats. A teammate of Blue Claws catcher Jordan Disson at Malvern Prep outside of Philly. Jordan was 1 year ahead of Lonnie White. Blue Claws will try to turn two. Slider again, called strike on the outside corner. How long have you been with Wingstop?
So I actually been with Wingstop for about 7 years now. This is about to be my eighth year, so pretty happy to be with the brand, pretty excited what's coming up with the brand, and, you know, great things I could tell you about.
1-2, high and outside, 2 balls and 2 strikes. How has it gotten better? How has it evolved over the last few years since you've been there?
So one thing that I like about Wingstop is about it's never the same. We have been coming from different sides. You know, we've been trying different products coming from. We used to make baked beans and thighs, and now
2-2 bouncer off first, picked nicely by Anthony. Looked at second. Now a long underhand toss to Cabrera at first, who touches up. Didn't want to risk a tricky throw. That was good play though by Anthony on an in-between hop, well off the bag. So the putout goes 3-1, one away. The runners move up. Cimillo goes to third, and Jeb goes to second. That'll bring up the center fielder, P.J. Hilson. We're talking with Christian Galindo of Wingstop. Go ahead.
So like I was saying, we have come a long way, and now with the launch of our chicken sandwich with all our two flavors last year, it was a really good momentum from the brand, and we just keep going, you know, like I said, right now.
Hilson takes a little high for a strike.
With our summer bundle, we just keep delivering the world flavor.
Blue Claws have the infield in second and third, one out. Hilson the batter, right-handed hitter out of bouncer to second, and runner coming home, fielded by the second baseman, Brito. Throw to the plate, and they got him. Two down, good play. Eric Brito, a strike to Jordan Disson to get Nick Cimillo at home plate, two men down. That ball had a little height on the hop, and I didn't think Brito had much of a chance, but a perfect throw, and tagged by Disson, 4-2 on the putout. Jeb goes to third. Fielder's choice allows Hilson to reach. And now first and third for Josiah Seitler. 185 on the year, 6 homers and 20 runs batted in. Anything new coming up over the next few months? Runner gets a huge jump to second, and they get Cabrera to balk, and that'll score the run. So they sent Hilson early, and Cabrera balked, no argument, from the Blue Claws dugout, and it's 1-0 Greensboro. So, tough break And here is Seitler with a runner at second and two out and a run in. Slider pulled on the ground up for his foul. Chris, go ahead.
So like I said, in the upcoming months right now, we're actually getting the hot lemon pepper. We're actually making a hot honey, our official flavor. Plus, football season is coming up, so we always have new promotions coming, and a lot of good.
They throw behind offers. The runner at second, not quite in time. Popped off Miller's mitt anyway. Is that your big season?
Yes, that's our big season. Whenever it's football season, that's when we actually are pretty busy. Every Sunday is a big win for us for sure.
That's off the plane inside 1-0. Looking back at Cabrera on that balk, he flinched his shoulder and his right elbow before he stepped off. And an easy call for base umpire Shane Sullivan. 1-1 on Seitler. And the pitch is bounced up the middle. Long run. Brito behind the back. Can't get it. Passed him on the backhand into center. That'll score a run as Hilson comes home. RBI single for Josiah Seitler. His 21st RBI. And both of the walks issued by Cabrera come back to bite him. 2-0 Greenspan. Sabella was out at the plate, but the two walks lead to the two runs on the after that fielder's choice. Here's Giovanni Plancher, the DH, 253, three homers, 16 RBIs. And a fastball outside. It's 1-1 and no strikes on Plancher. Our guest, Christian Galindo of Wingstop. Tonight's Blue Claws sponsor on a gorgeous night. Swing and a miss, fastball, 1-1 on Plancher. What's your favorite part of the job?
Help guests, you know. I believe that every single time we go to a restaurant and our guest is satisfied with
fouling the wing.
With our wings, is just the biggest satisfaction that we always have, you know. Besides, also at the same time, provide opportunities for people that live in our community. It's always nice. Just the amount of love that we get from the Toms River and all the stores.
Breaking ball outside, 2-2.
It's pretty amazing. So I would say that building relationships is key in this particular job.
Give us the locations again in this area.
Yeah, so we have one in Toms River, Freehold.
Swing and a miss, changeup, go ahead.
Toms River, Freehold, Aberdeen, Edentown, and Neptune City.
Awesome. Christian Galindo of Wingstop, thank you so much for a few minutes. Enjoy the rest of the night, and thanks for your support of the Blue Claws.
No, thank you for having me tonight. It was been a pleasure. Have a good night. Thank you.
Two runs, one hit, no errors, one left. Two to the greats for a bottom two. Valley Live, BlueClaws.com, and MILB TV.
Join the fun in Shoretown all summer long. Fireworks Fridays in the summer, Thirsty Thursdays, amazing promotions, great theme nights, giveaways, live music, and so much more. The Blue Claws are the Jersey Shore's hometown team, your favorite team. And now's the time to lock in your tickets for another summer of Blue Claws. Head to BlueClaws.com today to check out our promotional schedule and order tickets for your next stop in Shoretown. That's BlueClaws.com today. Claws up.
No one plans on heart problems, but everyone should have a plan for them. At RWJ Barnabas Health, we help patients of all lifestyles and medical histories plan for healthy hearts. With the latest technology and a highly specialized team of nurses, cardiologists, and surgeons, our network offers the most complete heart and vascular care in New Jersey. Make plans for a healthy heart with RWJ Barnabas Health. Let's be healthy together. Visit rwjbh.org/heart.
Upgrade your next camping trip with a new RV from Camping World in Lakewood. Shop great deals on the best brands and floor plans, including Coleman, the number one travel trailer brand in America. We have an RV for every lifestyle and a payment for every budget. As part of America's number one RV network, Camping World has the largest selection of new and pre-owned RVs in the country, with new RVs for less than $5 a day. Don't miss your chance to own your dream RV. Visit Camping World in Lakewood today.
Felix Reyes, been one of the Blue Claws' hottest hitters of late. He will lead it off here in the bottom of the second inning. Greensboro, two runs on one hit, two walks from Gene Cabrera Costa there in the top of the second. Pitch by Barco, an off-speed pitch, a changeup it looked like in there, a strike. Nothing and one on Reyes, hitting 217, four homers, 23 ribbies. Three homers, though, since June 16th, nine ribbies, his last eight games. Couldn't check his swing there to pitch that was off the plate outside. And the count, nothing in two. He'll be followed by Leandro Pineda and Amarian Boyd, 4, 5, and 6 for Jersey Shore. And Reyes calls time and steps out. Buster on top of the Blue Claws dugout, first base side, entertaining some folks. Mostly clear skies. It was 70 degrees at first pitch here on June 28th. Reyes out in front of a changeup, hits a soft bouncer up third, foul. And the count is nothing and two. This is the 10th meeting of 12 between the two teams this year. Jersey Shore is 5-4. Went 4-2 down there. Greensboro 2-1 up here this week. And the 0-2 pitch, foul tipped, held by the catcher Ross for strike three. So Reyes out swinging. And Hunter Marco looks very good tonight. Struck out three of the first four batters that he's faced. And the batter will be the right fielder, Leandro Pineda, hitting .282, 7 home runs and 42 batted in. He's cooled off a bit. 6 for his last 41, struck out 3 times last night. But overall, it's been a tremendous season for the recently turned 22-year-old from Venezuela. Pops this one up into shallow left. Out goes Johnson, the shortstop. Tamar Johnson makes a running backhanded catch. And quickly, two men away in the second. That brings up center fielder Emarian Boyd. Boyd at .229, a homer, 20 ribbies. 20-year-old from Batesville, Mississippi. He's playing very well lately. His best stretch of the season, 18 hits in his last 57 at-bats. That's since June the 7th. Of course, had that amazing Willie Mays-style over-the-shoulder catch on June 15th that got him on SportsCenter with a top 10 play. And he takes a call. Strike, nothing and one. If Boyd gets on, Keaton Anthony, who made his Blue Claws debut on Wednesday, would bat. 0-1 pitch, swing and a miss, a slider over the outside part of the plate, count 0-2. Barco from the Bulls school in Jacksonville that produced Chipper Jones, Mac Jones, basketball player D. Brown. You may remember him. Fly ball to left by Boyd, not deep. White drifts toward the line, makes the catch, and then retires the sign. Blue Claws go in order in the second. 1-2-3. We go to the third. 2-0 Greensboro. Valley Live, BlueClaws.com, and MILB TV.
Hear that? That's the sound of healthy kids at play. Nothing makes us at RWJ Barnabas Health happier than that. And you'll be happy to hear that we have been recognized by U.S. News & World Report for our pediatric care in urology system-wide and in orthopedics at the Bristol-Myers Squibb Children's Hospital at Robert Wood Johnson University Hospital. To learn more, visit rwjbh.org/childrenshealth. RWJ Barnabas Health. Let's be healthy together.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Top of the third, Greensboro 2, Jersey Shore nothing. Tonight's Blue Cross Charities Community Partner of the Game, Lattison Network, and we're joined by their Executive Director, Patty Carlos. Well, Patty, how are you?
I'm doing great, thank you.
So, here's Tamar Johnson, top of the order to face Gene Cabrera. Walked the first two batters in the second and allowed the two runs and a slider strike. Tell us about Lattison Network.
Well, Lattison has been around. This is our 75th year. Wow. We're celebrating our 75th year, and we have 15 facilities, and we provide lifetime services to babies 0 to 3 years old in early intervention. And then we have Department of Ed-approved school programs, adult day programs, adult residential services.
0-2 is chopped to short. Miller to his left. Long run, sliding, grab behind the back. To his feet, throws high to first, and not in time. I don't think they were getting him anyway. And it's an infield base hit for Tamar Johnson. Good effort by Aiden Miller. Throw is a little high, but I think Johnson would have beaten it out. Anyway, here's Jack Brannigan, third baseman, who popped out to diss the catcher his first time. So leadoff man out for the second straight inning for Greensboro. And here's the Notre Dame product, Jack Brannigan. Website is Lattison.org. So I'm sorry, Patty, you said lifetime services. For
yes. So our youngest are 0 to 3, and our oldest client
bounce foul behind the plate. Go ahead.
Is just turned 91.
Wow.
And she still goes to our day program every day.
That's so awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you've been there for?
I've been there for 45 years.
Wow.
I was just telling you.
Congratulations.
Yep. It was my first job as a speech pathologist, and if you stay long enough, you get to be the executive director. Right?
Oh, and one on Brannigan, a slider outside of the count, one ball and one strike. So what's the most satisfying part of the work for you?
Well, you know, we make a difference in many, many lives. We serve 3,500 individuals and their families, and I know.
Bouncer down third. Reyes backs up on it. Fair ball. Plants long throw. Off the bag comes Anthony. Safe at first is Brannigan. That'll be an. Well, we'll see how they score that. They haven't put it up yet. E5 on Felix Reyes. Not an easy play, but they do give it the E5. So runners at first and second for Greensboro here with nobody out. And Sean Ross, the catcher, coming up. Now Greg Brodzinski coming out to have a word with the plate umpire, Justin Hopkins. I'm not exactly sure what they're discussing. But maybe Brannigan. Full thinking came out of the baseline to interfere with Anthony. I don't know. He would have been safe anyway. Not sure, but either way, 2 on. Nobody out for the catcher, Sean Ross, who's got 15 home runs on this season. So I know you guys do a lot of fundraising work, and you have a lot of programs and housing projects and schools and facilities to maintain. So what kinds of things do you guys do throughout the year? Here's Ross and Cabrera from the belt. Ross shows bunt and fouls it back. You don't see the league home run leader, but often fouls it back. Over. Go ahead.
Well, we have a Rosebud Gala, which is our largest fundraiser every year, and that's usually in March. We have a golf outing usually in May or June. We have a casino night in the fall, usually October or November. And we just started a cornhole tournament a couple of summers ago.
How'd that go?
That went really well. It's growing, so we have that in July.
Oh, one is fouled off to the right out of play. Who's here with you guys tonight?
We have several of our clients here tonight, and we have an employee, Roxanne Kozlowski, who retired today after 25 years of service with the agency.
Oh,
so
that's
she's
really
here
cool.
with 14 family members.
That's fantastic.
And we have a polar bear plunge. Forgot that.
Oh, yeah, in January.
Yes.
0-2, breaking ball hit high in the air, foul, first base side, out of play. About 10 rows back. Patty Carlissimo is our guest from Lattison Network. The website is Lattison.org.
Right.
And where's your footprint? Where do you guys get
We're primarily Monmouth and Ocean counties. We have some students who come to our school from, you know, outer Lyon counties as well, but we're primarily Monmouth and Ocean.
Lying sharply in the left field. That'll drop in front of Schreffler. Base hit. Johnson goes to third and holds there. Had to wait to make sure that ball dropped in. So a line drive single for Sean Ross, and that'll load the bases with nobody out for Nick Cimillo. That ball was 102 miles an hour off the bat, and it gives Greensboro the bases loaded and nobody out. Cimillo went to Rutgers for 1 year, started his career at Manhattan College in Riverdale, walked his first time. 278 on the year, 12 home runs. Pitch by Cabrera, breaking ball, swing and a miss. Gene's already balked in one run tonight, and the runner at third, Johnson, dances off the bag a little bit before that pinch. 2-0, Hopper is threatening to blow it open here in the top of the third. Breaking ball, swing and a miss, and the count is 0-2 on Nick Cimillo. How many kids do you have in the school program?
We have, over 100 children in both counties. Throughout
Slider
the two counties.
Is outside and didn't go on a check swing. 1-2. And then how many people live in the...
In the residential facilities? About 88 right now.
Okay.
And we're just opening a brand new facility in Wall Township, actually.
1-2 is cranked high and deep to left. That's got a chance. Schreffler turns around at the wall and it's gone. The former Rutgers Scarlet Knight, Nick Cimillo, launches a grand slam out of the grass berm above the left field wall. and it's 6-0 Greensboro here in the top half of the third. 107 miles an hour off the bat for Cimillo, 393 feet. He is pumped up as he is gridded home plate by Tamar Johnson, Jack Brannigan, and Sean Ross. And the grand slam for Cimillo puts Greensboro up by 6 here in the third. Unfortunately, Patty, you're the bad luck charm.
I was just thinking the same thing. I had my fingers crossed.
First grand slam allowed by the Blue Claws since April the 14th in Hickory. Fastball high to Mitch Jebb. And the count, 1-1 and no strikes. And the 6 runs are the most allowed by Cabrera all season. Swing and a miss, change up 1-1. 5 of the runs are earned. And that matches the most earned runs that he's allowed in a game here in 2024. There's still nobody out. Hopper's up 6-0. Pitch to Jeb is rolled off first. Anthony to his right scoops it up. Underhands to Cabrera covering just in time to get Mitch Jeb 3-1 in that putout. And there's one away. That home run by Cimillo, his 13th on the season, second most in the league, 2 behind his teammate Sean Ross, who scored on that home run. Batted before him with a base hit. Here's Lonnie White, the left fielder. So I know you have an unbelievable group of volunteers.
Yes, we do.
That grounded hard to short by White, right at Aiden Miller, throws the first to it. That, you know, help out at your events and planning the events and work, you know, with the patients and everything. I want to talk about your volunteers, because I know you guys couldn't do everything that you do without their support.
Yes, we have program volunteers and we have fundraising volunteers. As you know, since you've been a volunteer for quite a while, you and Jim have been volunteers with us. We really appreciate that support. We have committees for each of our fundraising events, and they range in size from, you know, 10 to 15 to 20 people.
Foul back up here by Hilson, and it shoots down to the seats below and nearly hit a young man in the back, but scooted right between him and his sister, I think. And he's okay. Here's the 0-1. Swing and a miss. 0-2. Go ahead. You got to pay attention.
Really bringing
it. We have not had a guest on the air get hit with a foul ball in 11 years. So you're okay.
If that happens, I'm going.
0-2 on P.J. Hilson. And the pitch is cut out and missed a slider. Patty, anything that that you wanted to touch on before we say goodbye?
Just to mention our 500 staff who are really doing God's work, and we couldn't do anything without them as well. They committed and dedicated to our mission, and they also make a difference every day.
Yeah, for sure. So, website is Ladison.org. Patty Colesmo, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Four runs, 3 hits. The grand slam by Nick Cimillo. 1 error, none left. It is 6-0 Greensboro, bottom 3. Bally Live, BlueClaws.com, and MILB.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Celebrity Ford of Toms River is bringing you the best prices, best service, and best inventory in all of the Jersey Shore. At Celebrity Ford, you're an all-star, and we're here to serve you and your automotive needs. We offer a free safety assessment as well as free refreshments. Visit us in-store today for the best deals in all of the Jersey Shore. You deserve to ride in style. Located on Route 37 at Toms River, Celebrity Ford, your Jersey Shore Ford store.
You may know how affordable printing has become.
You may have heard that digital documents can streamline almost every business process.
Someone may also have told you that even a small business like yours can manage it all in the cloud.
But here's something you probably don't know. Shore Business Solutions can help you with all of it. Shore Business Solutions, the partner you didn't know you have. Visit shore-biz.com. A Premier Sharp dealer, official sponsor of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws.
Well, this game has turned quickly. 6-0 Hoppers. Fastball strike on the outside corner to Keaton Anthony. And the count, 0-1. Bottom of the third. Blue Claw still looking for their first base runner. Greensboro, 6 runs, 4 hits, including the big blow of the grand slam by Nick Cimillo. And that one is cut on and missed by Anthony. A breaking ball from left-hander Hunter Barco. And the count is 0-2. Anthony, 2-for-6 with Jersey Shore. Both hits in his debut on Wednesday, and he calls time. Hit 322 in 44 games with Clearwater. 4 homers, 21 RBIs, and led the league in on base percentage and OPS, the Florida State League, at the time of his promotion. Pitched by Barco with a dirt swing and a miss, blocked by Ross, who tags out Anthony one away. And Hunter Barco has now struck out 4 of the first 7 batters that he has faced. Here's Jordan Disson, catcher, 216, 9 homers, 28 runs batted in, and he takes a big cut and a foul tip at home plate, and the count is nothing and one. And that one down and outside. Disson's got 9 homers, 6 of them have come since May 31st. And had one earlier in this series a couple of nights ago on Tuesday. Right-handed batter with an open stance. His teammate at Malvern Prebys in left field, Lonnie White. Fastball just missed outside. 2 balls and 1 strike on Hunter Barco. And Tommy John surgery ending his college career in 2022 at the University of Florida. But really his first full action since then. He's been excellent this year. Misses outside with a curveball there. 3-1. He's been up to 95 in this ball game here as well. High green stirrups for Barco. And the 3-1 to Disson is low and inside, ball 4. So there's the first Blue Claws baseman. Florida thought very highly, Tony, of Barco. His second career start for the Gators when he was a freshman was at number 1 Miami in Coral Gables. And he gave up 1 run in 5 1/3 innings against the top team in the country in 2020. Of course, then the season was curtailed by COVID. Here's Troy Schreffler. And the first pitch to him is a strike on the outside corner. Barco went to the bowl school in Jacksonville. I'll give you a few good alums, Tony. Chipper Jones.
Okay.
Mac Jones, quarterback. D. Brown, remember him? Basketball player.
Okay.
Played for the Celtics for a lot of years. Then I got a good one. 0-1, foul tip back to the screen. How about Mackenzie Miller, Mac Miller? He was the trainer of Sea Hero, the winner of the 1993 Kentucky Derby. How about that?
Didn't know that. Oh, my.
Old school in Jacksonville. Eric Brito, leadoff batter on deck for Jersey Shore. 0-2 on Schreffler. And that changeup is outside from Hunter Barco. It's 1 ball and 2 strikes. So Cabrera gives up 6 runs so far, 5 earned. The 1 unearned run in that inning on the grand slam. Brannigan had reached on the error on Felix Reyes. 1-2, grounded a short, could be 2. And Johnson goes to second. There's 1 jet to first in time. Gets Schreffler half a step. Double play, 6-4-3. And the side retired. No runs, no hits, a walk. And with a double play, none left. We played 3, Greensboro 6. Jersey Shore nothing. Valley Line, BlueClaws.com. And MILB TV.
Join the fun in Shoretown all summer long. Fireworks Fridays in the summer, Thirsty Thursdays, amazing promotions, great theme nights, giveaways, live music, and so much more. The Blue Claws are the Jersey Shore's hometown team, your favorite team. And now's the time to lock in your tickets for another summer of Blue Claws. Head to BlueClaws.com today to check out our promotional schedule and order tickets for your next stop in Shoretown. That's BlueClaws.com today. Claws up.
No one plans on heart problems, but everyone should have a plan for them. At RWJ Barnabas Health, we help patients of all lifestyles and medical histories plan for healthy hearts. With the latest technology and a highly specialized team of nurses, cardiologists, and surgeons, our network offers the most complete heart and vascular care in New Jersey. Make plans for a healthy heart with RWJ Barnabas Health. Let's be healthy together. Visit rwjbh.org/heart.
Upgrade your next camping trip with a new RV from Camping World in Lakewood. Shop great deals on the best brands and floor plans, including Coleman, the number one travel trailer brand in America. We have an RV for every lifestyle and a payment for every budget. As part of America's number one RV network, Camping World has the largest selection of new and pre-owned RVs in the country, with new RVs for less than $5 a day. Don't miss your chance to own your dream RV. Visit Camping World in Lakewood today.
Top of the fourth, all Greensboro so far. Here's Tony.
All right, good. Greensboro it is. 6 runs, 4 hits, no errors, no runs, 0 hits, and 1 error for Jersey Shore. Gene Cabrera back out there trying to get himself straightened around. Faces 8, 9, and 1 in the Greensboro order and deals low to Josiah Seitler. It's 1 ball and no strikes on Seitler, who bounced a single up the middle and drove in a run back in the 2-run second inning. Swings and misses. And it's 1 ball and 1 strike. Seitler, about 96 homers and 21 runs batted in. When Cabrera looks back at the start tonight, he will rue several pitches. That one misses, and it's 2-1. He issued 2 walks to begin the bottom of the, the top of the second inning. The 2-1 is low, and it's 3-1. And also committed a run-scoring balk in the inning, as the 2 walks eventually translated into 2 runs. And then in the third, next one for Cabrera is swung on and missed, and the count is full at 3-2 on Seitler. Cabrera, the slender Venezuelan, deals and misses inside ball 4. This has just not been a Gene Cabrera night. So in the fourth inning, an infield single, a throwing error, set up runners at first and second with nobody out. Then an 0-2 pitch to Sean Ross. Ross singled to load the bases. Then on the number 2 home run hitter in the league, Ross's number 1, Nick Cimillo. The batter is Plankard, who bounces one through the right side. That's a base hit. Stopping at second is Seitler. And quickly, it's first and second, nobody out, in the top of the fourth for Greensboro. So he's pitching to Cimillo, and he made him look very bad on 2 breaking balls. And then with a 1-2 count, either Cimillo was looking for it and or Cabrera hung it, and Cimillo blasted it up onto the berm and left for a grand slam home run for the former Rutgers standout. And it's 6-0, and Greensboro looking for more here at the top of the order. Tamari Johnson with runners at first and second and nobody out. And action in the bullpen now for Jersey Shore. A right-hander is throwing. Cabrera to the plate, swinging a foul by Johnson out of play.
That's Jaden Estanista, right-hander from Curacao, who when he comes in will make his Shoretown ballpark debut. He pitched 1 inning in Brooklyn last week.
Seitler is at second, Plantchert at first. The pitch inside, and it's 1 ball and 1 strike to the Pirates' number 1 prospect. Johnson in this series is 2-for-12. The stretch and the pitch swung on, laced in the left field. Coming on is Schreffler. He's going to get there. The ball hangs up and he makes the play. And that's 1 down here in the top of the fourth. This pretty sure will be Cabrera's last inning. He's gone 6 innings or more 5 times this year and went 6 1/3 and 6 innings his last 2 starts. This will not be one of his longer ones, obviously. The hitter now is Jack Brannigan, and Notre Dame product. The pitch to him is a check swing roller foul off to the right. It's nothing and one on Brannigan, who has flown out and was safe on an error and scored a run on Cimillo's slam in the third. 6 runs, 5 hits, no errors, no runs, no hits, 1 error for Jersey Shore. As Brannigan bats in the top of the fourth inning. 1 out, 2 on. The pitch home, swung on, hit high to left. It'll stay in the ballpark. It'll float toward the line. Schreffler running, crosses the line, and a foul ground makes the play, two down. Nice running catch by Troy Schreffler. Had a long way to go. The ball hung up for him, and he was able to get there for out number two. So here's Sean Ross. Go back to those two pitches that Cabrera would really rue in that third inning. It's the 0-2 pitch that Ross singled the left on. Now, Ross does lead the league in home runs with 15. He's driven in 34. He was batting 199 at the time. Right-hand hitter with tremendous power and takes high for a ball. Obviously, he can be pitched to, but you just can't make a mistake on Ross and or Cimillo, the on-deck hitter. LeGrand's back at second. Runners lead. The pitch to the plate. Check swing. You win. Says plate umpire Justin Hopkins. And the count is 1-1. Greensboro with the most road wins in the Salad League, 24. Shaping up for number 25 as they bat here in the top of the fourth. The pitch to the plate. Swing and a miss. Breaking ball. And it's 1-2. On Ross. Ross homered here on Tuesday night, a three-run shot late in the game as Greensboro pulled away for an 11-4 victory. He's a 23-year-old, just in his second professional season. And the pitch to him, swing at a foul tip of the plate, he stays alive. He already has 29 home runs in his 2 years of pro ball. Is Ross. He's a 6'1", 185-pounder from Puerto Rico. Free agent signee in 2022. Certainly an intriguing prospect. One ball, two strikes. Cabrera turns and spins the lead runner back to second. Cabrera committed a balk with two on and two out in the second. The runner from first broke, and it broke the concentration of Cabrera, who balked, and a run scored. Runners at first and third. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball, laced foul past third. And the count holds at 1-2 on Sean Ross. He struck out in the first and singled the left in the third. Cabrera with Seiler at second and Planchard at first, two outs. Here's the 1-2. Swing foul off to our right. Sails up onto the roof and the count holds it. 1-2.
Hey, Tony.
Yes.
I hope it doesn't damage the roof.
Hope so. Hope it doesn't.
Time to call the experts at Delta Contracting Services. To find out, visit DeltaRoofNJ.com. Your roof is an asset worth protecting. DeltaRoofNJ.com.
Here's the 1-2 on the big right-hand hitter. He pops it a mile up in the air behind the plate. This one's going to give it a go. Tore the seats, and he runs out of room. A big league pop-up.
Yep.
Into the stands behind home plate. Now the count holds at one ball and two strikes. Estanista continues to twirl in the Jersey Shore bullpen as Cabrera looks for the final out here in the top of the fourth inning. Runners at first and second, two away. The stretch. Long pause. And the 1-2 pitch. Breaking ball. Got a piece. Did Ross. Good at bat for him on the count. Remains one ball and two strikes. Pitch count continues to mount for Cabrera, who came into this inning having tossed 60 over the first three innings. Cabrera peers in the Disson. One ball, two strikes, and now time called. Disson steps out. In the bottom of the fourth inning, the Blue Claws, who are still looking for a hit, they have had one base runner, but now at the top of the order against the lefty Hunter Barco. Right now we're in the top of the fourth. Two on, two out. The pitch, swing, another foul. This one behind the plate, and Ross stays alive. And the count stays at one ball and two strikes. The series continues here. for the balance of the weekend. Really intriguing pitching matchup tomorrow. Tell you about it in a second. Here's the next one. That's low, and it's 2-2. So George Clausen, who is the Phillies' number 28 prospect, who in two starts since coming up from Clearwater is 1-0 with an ERA of 2, faces local product out of CBA right-hander Patrick Riley, a top Pirates prospect. That's Saturday. Next one, fastball called strike 3, and Cabrera finally gets out of the inning. And that retires the side. So no runs, a hit, a walk, no errors, and two left. Bottom of the fourth, Blue Claws trail at 6-0 on MILB TV, Valley Live, and BlueClaws.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of healthy kids at play. Nothing makes us at RWJ Barnabas Health happier than that. And you'll be happy to hear that we have been recognized by U.S. News & World Report for our pediatric care, in urology system-wide, and in orthopedics at the Bristol-Myers Squibb Children's Hospital at Robert Wood Johnson University Hospital. To learn more, visit rwjbh.org/childrenshealth. RWJ Barnabas Health. Let's be healthy together.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
We got on the bottom of the fourth inning of the 12th ranked prospect in the Pirates system. Hunter Barker looking very much a prospect here. 6'4", 210 pounds under the University of Florida, the second round pick in 2022. Goes against the top of the order here as Eric Brito, who struck out swinging his first at bat, takes wide for a ball. Eric 6-for-15 now in the series. And Barco goes to work, and he fists one foul off to the right, and the count is 1-1 on Brito. 6-0 Greensboro in the bottom of the fourth inning here as Brito leads it off, takes a fastball low, and it's 2-1. This is the 15th game, 13th start for Barco. Swung another foul out of play. Coming in today, he had struck out 63 in 52 innings and walked just 21. Even though the Blue Claws hit him for a couple of home runs, and he gave up 4 earned runs in just a couple of innings in that start at Greensboro, the Jersey Shore. Greensboro came back and won the game. And Brito beats a foul behind the plate, and the count holds at 2-2. Justin Crawford and Aiden Miller to follow. And Barco to the plate, swing and a miss, fastball strikes him out. Fifth strikeout for the former Florida Gator, and that's one down here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Here's Justin Crawford now. Crawford, the number 4 prospect in the Phillies system. He struck out, swinging his first at bat. Lanky, lean, left-hand hitter swings and bangs it foul down the first baseline, and the count is 0-1 on Crawford. Justin among the league leaders in steals with 24. He is also among the league leaders in hits. Coming in today, Justin has 71. That's third in the Sally League. He swings and bounces his foul behind the plate. The league leader is no longer in the salary league. That would be Charles McAdoo, Greensboro. He was promoted right at the end of the first half. He led the league in hitting and a number of other offensive departments. And he has moved on to Double A Altoona in the Eastern League. No balls and two strikes now on Crawford. Lefty on lefty. That's wide and low, and it's one ball and two strikes on Justin. Blue Claws tonight begin action tied with Hudson Valley. Fastball high, 2-2. They're both 3-3. And deadlock for third place. Aberdeen, 5-1, second half, leads the league. The Orioles farm system. There's a ball lashed foul up past the upper deck. And the count remains two balls and two strikes on Justin Crawford. The pitch to him, swing and a miss. Chased a sweeper. That's the sixth strikeout for Barco, and that's two away here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Brings up Aiden Miller, and he bounced back to Barco his first at bat. Right now, 10 for 51 since being called up from Clearwater. And the pitch to him, he waves and misses. Just turned 20 years old a couple of weeks ago. So his first round pick in 2023 out of high school, right near the ballpark down there where the Phillies hold their spring training in Clearwater. Swings and whacks a foul past third, and the count on Miller is 0-2. One of the nicest young men it's been a pleasure to meet in these years during Blue Claws baseball. Here's the 0-2. Miller swings at a fastball, strike three, and Barco strikes out the side. That's number seven for Hunter. We go to the fifth. It's 6-0 Greensboro on MLB TV, Bally Live on BlueClaws.com.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Celebrity Ford of Toms River is bringing you the best prices, best service, and best inventory in all of the Jersey Shore. At Celebrity Ford, you're an all-star, and we're here to serve you and your automotive needs. We offer a free safety assessment as well as free refreshments. Visit us in-store today for the best deals in all of the Jersey Shore. You deserve to ride in style. Located on Route 37 at Toms River, Celebrity Ford, your Jersey Shore Ford store.
You may know how affordable printing has become.
You may have heard that digital documents can streamline almost every business process.
Someone may also have told you that even a small business like yours can manage it all in the cloud.
But here's something you probably don't know. Shore Business Solutions can help you with all of it. Shore Business Solutions, the partner you didn't know you have. Visit shore-biz.com.
A Premier Sharp dealer, official sponsor of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws.
Alongside the voice of the Blue Claws, Greg Jamboree, I'm Tony Graham. We go to the top of the fifth inning here in Shoretown, Lakewood, New Jersey. Greensboro 6, and the Blue Claws nothing. And 22-year-old right-hander Jaden Estenista will face Nick Cimillo to begin the top of the fifth. And Cimillo, who put one into orbit with the bases loaded his last time up, takes a called strike. It's nothing and one on Cimillo. The pitch to him hits him in the back. And Cimillo's in some pain here as he goes down to one knee and bounces to his feet. And the trainer will come out to take a look. He appears to be okay. That was the 13th home run for Cimillo this season, 24th in his 3-year career. out of Rutgers University. He unloaded with the bases loaded his last time up. Now he's on base on the hit by pitch to begin the top of the fifth inning. Here is Mitch Jett hitting a 200, four homers, 22 runs batted in. A second round pick by the Pirates. High and away, a fastball from Estanista. He's 6'3", 180. Has been in the professional ranks since 2021. Has split time this year between Clearwater and Jersey Shore. 2-0 on him. Clearwater is 1-0 with a 3.77 ERA in 16 games. This is his second game at high A. Pitched one inning and didn't allow anything. The pitch to Jeb, high and away.
So
and
he
looks three balls and no strike.
He spent basically the entire first half with Clearwater,
right,
and then flies up to Brooklyn to meet the Blue Claws the morning that Clearwater clinched, so he missed the party.
Oh, dear. 3-0, and Estanisa missed with that one, and hit by pitch and a walk. And it's first and second again. Nobody out here for Greensboro in the top of the fifth inning.
Brad Bergeson, the pitching coach, immediately runs out to the mound to talk to Estanista with Jordan Disson, the catcher out there. Jaden's an interesting story. Talked to him a little bit yesterday. Obviously, he's from Curacao. He played baseball for a while and then was part of a national or youth program that he ended up getting dropped from. So a lot of his friends played soccer. A lot of the young kids out there play soccer. So he did, and he was a goalie, which he enjoyed doing. It was pretty good, he said. But a cousin of his who plays independent ball in the U.S. told him he should give baseball a shot again.
Cervillo stands in from the right side and takes a breaking ball across for a called strike.
So he did, and he said, at first, the only thing I liked doing was hitting. He liked mashing the ball. But, big, tall, lanky kid with a big arm.
This is Lonnie White Jr. have some Cervillo on the brain after that grand slam. He swings and misses. The ball gets away from Disson, and the runners move up. And it's now second and third on a pass ball on Disson.
So Estanista, one of the coaches suggested that he at least throw a little bit, pitch a little bit, because he had potential with as a big thrower, and he did, and worked out. Ended up signing with the Phillies, and he ended up playing on the Netherlands in the 2023 World Baseball Classic as well. So Disson goes out again to talk to Estanista. Now the two umpires, Shane Sullivan and Justin Hopkins, are talking to each other at home plate. Now they look over to the Blue Claws dugout, and they're summoning Greg Brodzinski. So I'm not sure what's going to go on the bingo card from this one. It wasn't a coaching visit, so it's not like they would have to remove Estanista. Whatever they're telling Bull, I wouldn't call him overly thrilled.
Well, we'll have the out-of-town scoreboard for you coming
and
up
now
in the seventh inning.
We'll head back to the Blue Claws dugout. So I don't know what that's about. We'll ask him tomorrow. But either way, second and third, and now the infield is in.
And White Jr. with a count at no balls and two strikes. Swings and bangs it deep to left down the line. It'll drop in for extra bases and roll to the wall. Two runs will score. And streaking around second and heading on his way to third is White Jr. The throw, slide, tag, safe. Two-run triple for Lonnie White Jr. And Greensboro leads it 8-0 here in the top of the fifth inning.
You might have heard a pretty big cheer from down near the Greensboro third base dugout. White's a Philly, or from right outside of Philly.
Sure. Yeah.
Went to Malvern Prep. So he's had a big group of fans here all week.
B.J. Hilson is next, and it's wide for ball. So I was saying, we'll have the out-of-town scoreboard for you tonight in the seventh inning. Infield comes in for Jersey Shore. And now timeout is called. So the first three games in this series were closely contested, decided in the late innings, including last night's Greensboro victory in 10. High pop fly on the right side of the infield. Anthony, straddling the foul line, takes it. And that's out number one here in the top of the fifth inning. This game tonight, though, was blown apart, at least apparently, in the third inning. Greensboro out to the 6-0 lead on the Nick Cimillo slam. Now it's 8-0 with the runner at third and one out in the top of the fifth. Estanisa goes to work, and a check swing strike on Josiah Seitler. And bounced an RBI single up the middle back in the second inning. Runner at third is White Jr. And the pitch to the plate is inside. Nearly hit him on the knee. He dances out of the way. And it's one ball and one strike. Seitler at 190 for the average. 6 homers and 21 runs batted in. Estanista deals. Swing, little tapper foul off to the left. Now the count is 1-2. Blue Claws on the bottom of the fifth. Still looking for a hit in this ballgame. We'll have 4, 5, and 6. To the plate. Estanista sets, delivers high, skips off the mid of Disson, and trotting home from third is White, and it's 9-0 Greensboro. And that will be, we'll await the official word. Going to take a look at it. It was high, and Disson reached up for it, skipped off his mitt. And they're going to call it.
I don't know, they're still deciding.
decisions. So the bases are clear. The next pitch is a swing and a miss, strike three. And Seitler strikes out for the second out of the inning.
It was a pass ball. Second of the inning.
9-0 now. Greensboro is out in front. Two outs, nobody on now. Three runs across on the top of the fifth. And there's a called strike. Greensboro, while it leads the league in home runs, it also very much leads the league in runs scored. 424 heading into tonight. There's a tapper foul. So putting my non-mathematical mind to work here. They now have 433 runs. Have crossed the plate for Greensboro this season. High and away. And the count is one ball and two strikes on Giovanni Plankert. With 2 outs and nobody on here in the top of the fifth inning. Estanista from the stretch delivers. Swing foul back over our heads. They have scored 424 runs. The next highest team is Asheville at 387 runs. Then comes Jersey Shore with 300 and... So Asheville 387 and Jersey Shore is a foul back with 370 coming into tonight. Interesting stat here is that Jersey Shore is very close to the league lead in hits coming into tonight. They haven't added to the total. It's 595. Asheville, the leader, 596. Greensboro right up there, 526. At any rate, the numbers tonight, 9-0 Greensboro. Here's the next pitch to the number nine hitter, and Placard strikes out swinging, and that retires the side. But three more runs across. They do it with one hit. No errors, fast ball, and nobody left. We go to the bottom of the fifth in Shoretown. It's Greensboro 9 and Jersey Shore nothing on MLB TV, Bally Live, and BlueClaws.com.
Join the fun in Shoretown all summer long. Fireworks Fridays in the summer, Thirsty Thursdays, amazing promotions, great theme nights, giveaways, live music, and so much more. The Blue Claws are the Jersey Shore's hometown team, your favorite team. And now's the time to lock in your tickets for another summer of Blue Claws. Head to BlueClaws.com today to check out our promotional schedule and order tickets for your next stop in Shoretown. That's BlueClaws.com today. Claws up.
No one plans on heart problems, but everyone should have a plan for them. At RWJ Barnabas Health, we help patients of all lifestyles and medical histories plan for healthy hearts. With the latest technology and a highly specialized team of nurses, cardiologists, and surgeons, our network offers the most complete heart and vascular care in New Jersey. Make plans for a healthy heart with RWJ Barnabas Health. Let's be healthy together. Visit rwjbh.org/heart.
Upgrade your next camping trip with a new RV from Camping World in Lakewood. Shop great deals on the best brands and floor plans, including Coleman, the number one travel trailer brand in America. We have an RV for every lifestyle and a payment for every budget. As part of America's number one RV network, Camping World has the largest selection of new and pre-owned RVs in the country, with new RVs for less than $5 a day. Don't miss your chance to own your dream RV. Visit Camping World in Lakewood today.
Bottom of the fifth inning, and 23-year-old left-hander Hunter Barco has bedazzled the Blue Claws thus far. And it's Felix Reyes to begin the bottom of the fifth, 4, 5, and 6 for Jersey Shore. Barco has struck out 7, and one walk is the only base runner against him. Reyes, 216, 4 homers, 23 runs batted in. Golfs one out deep to left center field. White, left fielder back, has room in front of the warning track and makes the play, one away. Didn't quite get all of it, did Reyes, and that's one down here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Here's Leandro Pineda. He is 0-for-1 in this ballgame. Played had a couple of long hitting streaks earlier this year, a 15-gamer and a 13-gamer. And lefty on lefty, takes wide. It's one ball and no strikes on Leandro. Nice breeze blowing in on a beautiful, cool night here in Lakewood, New Jersey, on the Jersey Shore. A couple of miles inland from the Jersey Shore, if you want to be technical about it, from the beaches. And the 1-1, and Leandro takes inside. It's 2 balls and 1 strike. The shortstop, Johnson, plays him just to the left of the bag. At second base, swinging a foul off the hands. Out of play, and the count is 1 ball and 2 strikes. One out, nobody on, bottom of the fifth. 9 runs, 6 hits, no errors for Greensboro. No runs, no hits, 1 error for Jersey Shore. Hunter Barco will pause at the mound as Pineda steps out. And now stands back in open stance. Here's the pitch. Low. And it's 2 balls and 2 strikes on Leandro Pineda. Fifth professional season for Leandro. The pitch to him. Swing, foul, out of play to the left. And the count is 3 balls and 2 strikes on Pineda. Really nice crowd, Greg, on hand here tonight in Shoretown. 3-2 pitch, swing and a miss, strike three. That is the 8th strikeout for Barker, who has been magnificent tonight.
Yeah, that is a new career high for him. He had struck out 7 on 4 different occasions this year, including his last start against Hudson Valley on Saturday.
Here's a Marion Boyd, who flew out his first at bat. He takes a big hack and misses. It's nothing and one on the Phillies' 16th ranked prospect. Just 20 years old. 11th round pick 2 years ago. The pitch to him, fastball, just missed. And it's one ball and one strike on a Marion Boyd. Boyd with 14 stolen bases this year. 7 times he's been caught. Another big swing, no contact. A 78 in his career. Swiped 56 last year down at Clearwater in the Florida State League. Here's the 1-2 on Boyd. Swing and a miss. Struck him out. 9 strikeouts for Barco, and that retires the side. The Blue Claws still hitless, Drew 5. It's 9-0 Greensboro on MILB TV, Bally Live, and BlueClaws.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of healthy kids at play. Nothing makes us at RWJ Barnabas Health happier than that. And you'll be happy to hear that we have been recognized by U.S. News & World Report for our pediatric care, in urology system-wide, and in orthopedics at the Bristol-Myers Squibb Children's Hospital at Robert Wood Johnson University Hospital. To learn more, visit rwjbh.org/children's health. RWJ Barnabas Health. Let's be healthy together.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Back inside Shortstown Ballpark in Lakewood. We head to the top of the sixth inning. It's been all Greensboro tonight. Blue Claws down 9-0. Still looking for their first hit. Top of the order for Greensboro against Jaden Estanista, who gave up 3 runs, 2 of which were in the top of the fifth. Rose Casey is our guest, a teacher who is here as part of the NJEA Teacher Recognition Program. Rose, it's a pleasure. How are you? First pitch of Tamar Johnson to strike. How are you?
I am doing great. Actually, I am not a teacher. I am support staff. I'm an educational support professional.
From what school?
Beck Middle School in Cherry Hill.
Awesome. Here's the 0-1 swing and a miss by Johnson. Chase one of the dirt of the count is nothing and two. So what kinds of things do you do at the school?
Well, I start my morning off by playing saxophone in a middle school band.
And that's tremendous.
And assisting the music director.
How long have you been doing that? Here's the 0-2. Breaking ball cut on and miss. Got him strike 3.
22 Purple. Years.
And you play the saxophone every day?
Yes.
That's really cool. How did that end up starting?
Well, I played for the past 60 years, and I don't know. I walked into the director one day, and the kids said, "Can you play the saxophone?" I said, "Sure." I sat down, I played, and I've been sitting there ever since.
That's awesome. Here's Jack Brannigan, fastball in there for a called strike, and the count nothing at 193 of that fastball from Estanista, as Greensboro gets Valentin Linares up in the bullpen. In left. 9-0 Hoppers. Pitch on the way. Foul back. So how did you end up with us here tonight?
I was nominated and selected to be Camden County's Educational Support Professional of the Year.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you.
Who's here with you tonight?
My daughter Diane, her fiance Andy, and his daughter Addison.
Awesome. 0-2 on Brannigan. And checks the swing. Pitch missed away. 1-2. Did you... You threw out a first pitch?
I did.
How'd that go?
It went fairly well.
Good enough.
Yeah.
That's what I like to hear. Are you a big Phillies fan?
I am.
Okay, awesome. 1-2 on Brannigan, and the pitch by Estanista, curveball outside. What's the most satisfying part of your work on a daily basis?
On a daily basis is when you know that you've helped a child to succeed.
And time is called. The ball got loose from the... Hoppers bullpen, 2-2 on Brannigan, 9-0 Greensboro top of the sixth. We're talking with Rose Casey from Beck Middle School in Cherry Hill. Estanista, tall, lanky right-hander from Curacao. Fastball swing at him. It's at 95. Dials it up and blows it past Brannigan for his fourth strikeout, two away. That'll bring up Sean Ross, the right-handed hitting Greensboro catcher. So how are you going to enjoy your summer?
Well, my daughter's getting married in November. So
congratulations.
Thank you. So I'm getting the house ready for a wedding and just trying to go day by day. I am also a union president. I represent 300 people in 19 buildings.
Popped up off first by Ross. That'll get out of play. Another good one.
And that also keeps me busy in the summer as well with meetings and assorted other things, conferences, workshops.
Have you been at Beck Middle School for your entire career?
I have.
Wow. That's awesome. 0-1 on Ross. Pitch is a check swing. Flare to first where Anthony makes the catch. And the inning is over. Trying to get out of the way. Couldn't. And popped it out. So a 1-2-3 inning for Jim Estanista. Rose, congratulations on everything. And we really appreciate a few minutes. Thanks so much for joining us. And all the best. Enjoy your summer. Good luck with the wedding and the school year. Make sure you play a few bars this summer to stay sharp with the saxophone.
I absolutely will. Thank you so much for having me.
We go to the bottom of the sixth inning, and it's 9-0 Greensboro. Valley Live, BlueClaws.com, MILB TV.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Valley Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Valley Live app today.
Celebrity Ford of Toms River is bringing you the best prices, best service, and best inventory in all of the Jersey Shore. At Celebrity Ford, you're an all-star, and we're here to serve you and your automotive needs. We offer a free safety assessment as well as free refreshments. Visit us in-store today for the best deals in all of the Jersey Shore. You deserve to ride in style. Located on Route 37 at Toms River, Celebrity Ford, your Jersey Shore Ford store.
You may know how affordable printing has become.
You may have heard that digital documents can streamline almost every business process.
Someone may also have told you that even a small business like yours can manage it all in the cloud.
But here's something you probably don't know. Shore Business Solutions can help you with all of it. Shore Business Solutions, the partner you didn't know you have. Visit shore-biz.com.
A premier Sharp dealer, official sponsor of the Jersey Shore
Blue Claws. The Blue Claws against Valentin. The Nara's first pitch, bottom six, check swing, and a strike. Nothing and one on Anthony. So Greensboro leading the Blue Claws here 9-0. Whether they had scored 2, 3, 4, 7, 8, or 9, Hunter Barco just mowed through Jersey Shore for five innings. Anthony shoots one up first, foul out of play. Barco phenomenal tonight. Five innings, no runs, did not allow a hit. He struck out 9, he walked 1, and got a double play. So he faced a minimum 15 over his 5 innings tonight and matches his longest outing of the season, giving way to Valentin Linares for his second appearance of the series. Barco threw 58 pitches to 15 batters, 43 were strikes. 0-2 on Anthony, and he fouls one back softly behind the plate. No balls and two strikes. Linares spent most of the season with Altoona, had a 6.46 ERA there, and threw an inning and a third scoreless on Tuesday in his Grasshoppers 2024 debut. He made 35 appearances with Greensboro last year, had a 4.7 ERA. Anthony lifts one off first, foul, and down the right field line, and the count is nothing and one. The count is, I believe, 1-2. On Anthony. Struck out his first time. Blue Claws looking for their first hit as they bat in the bottom of the sixth. Linares out of the stretch. The pitch is a breaking ball, a little bit low. Phillies lead the Marlins 2-0 in the ninth inning. Christopher Sanchez trying for the complete game shutout. And he He's got one out in the ninth. And here's a little blooper in a shallow center by Anthony. Charging on Hilson, can't get it, base hit. Crowd obviously, Tony, paying attention because that was an outsized ovation for a little bloop single. They knew that Jersey Shore was looking for their first hit. And Anthony aboard with a single in the sixth. He's now 3-for-8 with the Blue Clumps.
Well,
you know, we kid around sometimes when there's a big moment and it's a little quiet, but they were paying attention here because that was a big ovation for a little flare single in a 9-0 game. Here's Jordan Disson, who looks at a breaking ball and catches the outside corner for a called strike. Six homers for Jordan since May 31st. He had four homers all of last year with Clearwater, and he's at 9 already this season. Right-handed batter, open stance, and he hits a high pop foul out of play. Disson grew up outside of Philly. Big Phillies fan, of course. Went to Malvern Prep. He said his favorite player growing up was Chase Utley. And a nice catch by a fan. The ball rolled back from the second level and caught on the deflection, or on the rebound there. I'll tell you what, got to give the fans credit. It's 9-0, but yeah, they found a few things to get excited about here tonight.
And there have been very few things to get excited about.
0-2 is way outside, 1-2 on Disson. So his favorite player was Chase Utley. Said he had the posters all up all over his room.
Nice.
Went to a bunch of Phillies games when they could. Said he'd go a lot of Saturday afternoons at CBP. 1-2, and swinging a miss over the breaking ball, strike three. First strikeout for Linares, one away here with a six, and that'll bring up Troy Schreffler, who grounded into a 6-4-3 double play his first time up. Tony, hard not to be impressed with Hunter Barco tonight.
Yeah.
Five no-hit innings in line for his third win of the year, struck out 9. And was kind of coming back from Tommy John surgery that he had a little over 2 years ago when he was still in Florida. And it was a second-round pick a couple of years ago. Sanchez finished it off. Here's a liner foul up third by Schreffler. No balls and a strike. Great job by Sanchez, who's had two beautiful starts. Complete game shutout tonight. But since he signed that contract extension, he's had two gems. Ain't pitching really well before that. Slider outside, 1-1 on Troy Schreffler. By the way, the strikeouts by Barco, the 9, the most by an opposing pitcher against Jersey Shore so far this season. And that pitch to Schreffler is outside. 2-1. Troy from Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. And the University of Maryland. Aaron Brito on deck. Anthony leads off first. Not a big lead. 2-1. Swing and a miss. Big rip and a fastball. 2-2 from Valentin Linares, who's been in the Pirates system. Debuted in the Dominican Summer League way back in 2018.
That was a three-hit shutout for Sanchez. First to 6-3, 2.41 ERA. Always didn't hit a whole lot, of course. Major chunk of their lineup missing now. Some major chunks, but they won 2-0.
2-2 pitch low, 3-2.
You know, Greg, I got to give this crowd a lot of credit tonight. And first of all, it's a tremendous crowd on a beautiful night. And they've been just dying to cheer for something here.
Yep.
And they finally got a little bit to cheer about here in the bottom of the sixth, hoping to find a little more.
Breaking ball popped up over our heads, back out of play. 3-2 still on Schreffler. Good that somebody from the Phillies won. Yesterday, they went 0-4. Phillies, Lehigh, Reading, yeah. Jersey Shore, Clearwater, the FCL, and the Dominican Summer League teams. None of them won. One was suspended. Everybody else lost. Swing and a miss. 94-mile-an-hour fastball past Schreffler. 2-2. And that'll bring up Eric Brito. Brito will have 2 more chances to extend his hitting streak. He was at 5, coming in 9-for-20, and had 2 hits in each of the first 3 games of this series.
Now, Lehigh Valley is winning tonight. Last night, Greg, I think we were talking about Lehigh Valley was up by 1, 2 outs, nobody on bottom of the ninth at Durham.
Well, we went off the air. Breaking ball, bouncer, foul up third.
Hey, when we went off the air, and then the wheels came off for Lehigh Valley. There was a two-out throwing error, and then Durham got a couple of consecutive singles and scored two runs and won the game all with two outs and nobody on, triggered by a two-out error.
Oh, and one on Brito, swing and a miss fastball. Now, tonight they're up 8-2.
They are.
A good start for Mick Abel tonight, who was in need of one. Five innings, four hits, two runs, walk three, struck out five.
This out-of-town scoreboard brought to you by Insurance Office of America. IOA insures business in our area for all sorts of things. General liability, employment benefits. For personal service, call Larry DePalma, 732-751-2900.
Liner into right by Brito. That's down base hit. On a hop, Seitler's got it. Stopping at second is Anthony. So a single for Brito. He's extended his hitting streak to six games and has hit now seven hits and 17 at-bats in the series. First and second for Crawford with two men away.
See if the Blue Claws can break through here. Get on the scoreboard. Brito continues to hit well now, 7 for 17 in this series.
Crawford struck out twice against Barco. He's just 1 for 14 in the series. 278 now on the year. Left-handed batter, 20-year-old from Las Vegas, Nevada. Linares is set at the belt, and the pitch is a sinker outside. One ball and no strikes. Crawford reached on an error the ninth inning yesterday and was at first base when Aiden Miller drove one to deep right center that ended up in Lonnie White's mitt to end the game with two on, 4-2 Greensboro winners yesterday. 1-0, high and tight. Crawford backs away, and it's two balls and no strikes. Blue Claws have not dropped three out of four games, as they have right now, since a four-game losing streak in Hudson Valley back in mid-May. Here's the 2-1. That is a little bit low. And the count is, that was 2-0, now 3-0 on Crawford. Blue Claws lose today. That would be four losses in five games. Something that they haven't done since April 24th through the 28th. 3-0 on Justin, 9-0 Greensboro in the sixth with two men away. Two on, pitch taking all the way and strike. Athanese out of a count 3-1.
In that Lehigh Valley game, Mick Abel went five innings, four hits, two earned runs, walked three, struck out five, gave up a home run. His ERA is 6.79 after that outing tonight.
So Crawford, obviously the green light here. Three balls, one strike. Pitch on the way, a slider, and it's low ball for a good eye. So good work by Crawford to earn the free pass. That will load the bases for Aiden Miller. Walk brought to you by P.C. Richardson's unfriendly, knowledgeable sales team. Next day delivery, the guaranteed lowest prices. P.C. Richardson, the company you can trust since 1909. Pitching coach for Greensboro's Matt Myers, and he's making his way out to the mound to talk to Valentin Linares. And Aiden Miller stepping in with Anthony at third, Brito at second, and Crawford at first. Two down here in the sixth inning. Jersey Shore and Greensboro with the Hoppers leading it 9-0. A beautiful Friday night in Shortstown. By the way, nobody throwing in the Blue Claws bullpen, so it'll be a third inning of work for Jaden Estenaston.
Redding is out in front of the Bowie Bay Sox, the Orioles double-A affiliate. That's 8-2, bottom of the sixth inning. Hit for Marcus Lee Sang, Carlos De La Cruz. Caleb Ricketts, who has been on the injured list, is back in action tonight. He's walked a couple of times. Aaron Radcliffe has a hit. And Ethan Wilson, former Blue Claw, a couple of years back, has hit his second home run.
And he homered yesterday, too. Yeah. Here's Miller. Bases loaded, two out. First pitch, high pop foul behind the plate, out of play. And we'll get him in the seats. A little bit to our right and down below. Another good one on Aiden.
2023 Blue Claw Marcus Lee Sang has hit his 10th home run of the season. He got off to a slow start, MLS did, but he's really come on now.
0-1 on Miller. Bases loaded, two down. 9-0 Hoppers. Breaking ball low, and it's 1-1. Miller 0-2 tonight. Pumped the first, strikeout swinging. He's 1-14 in the series. He said before, though, just missed. Got under it by a smidge, a millimeter. An opposite field three-run homer that would have won last night's game. 1-1. Fastball bouncer up third and right to his manager, Greg Brodzinski. That'll be an E3B yep. coach. Popped out of his hands, and he'll pick it up and hand it to one of the Greensboro guys.
It wasn't that hard hit either.
So 1-2 on Miller against Valentin Linares. Anthony third, Brady with second, Crawford at first. And here's the 1-2. Breaking ball on the inside corner. Got him looking. Strike three. Miller not happy with that call. He thought it was inside, but it might well have clipped the corner. And the side return. No runs on two hits. No errors. Three left. We go to the seventh, and the Blue Claws trail at 9-0 on Valley Live, BlueClaws.com, and MILB TV.
Join the fun in Shoretown all summer long. Fireworks Fridays in the summer, Thirsty Thursdays, amazing promotions, great theme nights, giveaways, live music, and so much more. The Blue Claws are the Jersey Shore's hometown team, your favorite team. And now's the time to lock in your tickets for another summer of Blue Claws. Head to BlueClaws.com today to check out our promotional schedule and order tickets for your next stop in Shoretown. That's BlueClaws.com today. Claws up!
No one plans on heart problems, but everyone should have a plan for them. At RWJ Barnabas Health, we help patients of all lifestyles and medical histories plan for healthy hearts. With the latest technology and a highly specialized team of nurses, cardiologists, and surgeons, our network offers the most complete heart and vascular care in New Jersey. Make plans for a healthy heart with RWJ Barnabas Health. Let's be healthy together. Visit rwjbh.org/heart.
Upgrade your next camping trip with a new RV from Camping World in Lakewood. Shop great deals on the best brands and floor plans, including Coleman, the number one travel trailer brand in America. We have an RV for every lifestyle and a payment for every budget. As part of America's number one RV network, Camping World has the largest selection of new and pre-owned RVs in the country, with new RVs for less than $5 a day. Don't miss your chance to own your dream RV. Visit Camping World in Lakewood today.
Third inning of relief for Jaden Estadista is Shoretown Ballpark debut. And we go to the top of the seventh inning. It's Greensboro 9 and Jersey Shore nothing. Greensboro scored twice in the second, and then a grand slam by this man, Nick Cimillo, in the third, and then they scored three more in the fifth. Estadista, the lanky right-hander from Curacao. First pitch popped up very high, first base side, and out of play. That's a couple of rows back. Shoots down toward the Jersey Shore dugout. Tony, cool story. The manager for Greensboro is Blake Butler.
Uh-huh.
And he runs the game from the dugout. Swinging a miss, a slider. The count is nothing in two. Been working in the, who's in the, on the Altoona staff, their AA affiliate last year. He's a Greensboro native. And I was talking to him this morning. There's the 0-2. And that's on the outside corner. Cutter, strike three. Five strikeouts for Estadista, who, by the way, has really settled in after the first three batters had all reached base on a hit batsman, a walk, and a triple. He's retired now seven in a row with five strikeouts. Now that'll bring up Mitch Chipp. And what Blake said was, he said his first job, after, as soon as he got his driver's license, mm-hmm. he got a job as a cotton candy vendor at First National Bank Field. Fastball low, one ball, no strikes on Mitch Chipp. Back then it was called Newbridge Bank Park, but same stadium, and went to a number of games there. Somebody from the Blue Claws dugout wasn't overly thrilled, I think, with that call. Justin Hopkins said something into that Blue Claws dugout. 1-0 on Chipp. And the pitch was called low. I don't know that it was. Pitch outside, two balls, no strikes. So, yeah, so he goes from cotton candy vendor to manager of the team, which is awesome.
Do they sell cotton candy in the dugout? That's what I want to
know. Yeah. Now, the question that really needs to be asked, And that's a fastball for a strike, 2-1. What Blue Claws cotton candy vendor is most likely to manage the team in 15 or 20 years? Do we have one on that list? I don't know. Swing and a miss, fastball. 93 from Jaden Estadista, the count 2-2.
How are the cotton candy sales here?
That's a good question. I couldn't tell you. Couldn't tell you. I know we do have a young man on our staff. Here's the 2-2. Swing and a miss, fastball, strike three. Six strikeouts now for Jaden Estadista. And that'll bring up Lonnie White, the left fielder. Who is on the accounting team and has filled in as a funnel cake salesman and earned the nickname Funnel Cake Phil. I don't know if Phil has ambitions of someday. Fastball outside. Want to know, managing the Blue Claws? Maybe he does. But that is pretty cool, though. You don't hear too many stories like that. A guy worked for a team and then manages them many years later. 1-0. Here's a high drive deep into left field by White. Back goes Schreffler on the track. Turns around at the wall. Forget it. Home run onto the outfield concourse by the fire pits. A solo blast for Lonnie White Jr. His 11th home run of the season. It comes with several friends and family members in town for the former Malvern Prep star. And that homer makes it 10-0 Greensboro.
And it crosses home plate in front of his former Malvern Prep teammate and Jersey Shore catcher Jordan Disson.
White's had a big day, had a two-run triple in the fifth inning, and now the home run here in the seventh. Fastball swing and a miss, P.J. Hilson, and the count is nothing and one. Mason running up in the bullpen for Jersey Shore.
That's league-leading home run number 110 now for Greensboro.
Fastball strike. They have almost 40 more than the third most in the league, about 20 ahead of Asheville, the Astros affiliate in the mountains of Western North Carolina, who plays in a really small band box. They play in a, Greensboro plays in a hitter's park too, but they have almost as many home runs on the road as they do at home. Bouncer found behind the plate 0-2. And they just don't have the splits that you usually see from them. This is a team that can hit and play in any park. They're not just some product of their cozy confines downtown Greensboro. That one is high, 1-2.
Guess we should call them the Borough Bombers.
Yeah. It could be workshopped. Here's the 1-2. High pop, back out of play, and that will reach the seats. Greensboro, a 10-0 lead here. Shortstop ballpark, nice grab by a fan lunging with one hand to make the catch on the bounce, his left hand, and a good kick.
You know, if I was their beat writer, that's what I'd call him, for better or for worse.
Here's the 1-2, swing and a miss, fastball, strike three. Seven strikeouts for Estadista. Home run by Lonnie White, one run, one hit, no errors, and nobody left. So we've reached the seventh inning stretch, 10-0 Greensboro on Valley Live, BlueClaws.com, and MILB
team. Hear that? That's the sound of healthy kids at play. Nothing makes us at RWJ Barnabas Health happier than that. And you'll be happy to hear that we have been recognized by U.S. News & World Report for our pediatric care, in urology system-wide, and in orthopedics at the Bristol-Myers Squibb Children's Hospital at Robert Wood Johnson University Hospital. To learn more, visit rwjbh.org/children's health. RWJ Barnabas Health. Let's be healthy together.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life.
connect with events that shape and change the game and our country, and relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Watch. Blue Claws down 10-0 as we go to the bottom of the seventh inning. 10-7-0 for Greensboro, 0-2-1 for Jersey Shore. Felix Reyes will lead it off. Blue Claws got both hits in the sixth, one by Keaton Anthony and one by Eric Brito. Here's Felix Reyes, who's 0-2, struck out and flew to left. Valentin Linares in his second inning of relief first pitch, fastball in there for a strike. Seventh inning stretch brought to you by Jack Physical Therapy, proud to serve as your trusted in-network resource for physical and occupational therapy services. 13 convenient locations throughout Ocean and Monmouth counties. Our friends at Jack Physical Therapy, now when it's outside, 1-2, are fully committed to helping you get back the life you love. JagPT.com. Phillies beat Miami 2-0. Complete game shutout for Christopher Sanchez. Swinging a foul tip at the plate. 1-2 on Reyes. Lehigh Valley a 9-2 lead on Durham. Reading an 8-2 lead on Bowie. Clearwater a 5-2 lead on Bradenton. Tonight, Tony Wenway Pond started that game for the Threshers and threw two scoreless innings. Retired all six batters he faced and struck out four. That's notable
because
he's on the Blue Claws injured list, the 60-day IL. Here's the 1-2 to Reyes, and it's outside. 2-2. And Pond, a guy that, you know, got a lot of money, signed out of Taiwan in January of last year, and made it all the way to the Blue Claws in his first professional season after pitching most of last year with Clearwater. 2-2. That is outside. 3-2. So Wenway Pond, a guy that will be here at some point relatively soon. When exactly that will be, we'll find out. But obviously, he is very sharp right now with that good outing, or sharp today at least. Grounder down third, fair ball, pass to Ivan Brannigan down the left field line into the corner. Double for Reyes, who races to second as Lonnie White plays it into third. Third hit for Jersey Shore. A two-bagger for Phoenix. That'll bring up Leandro Pineda. So that was Pond's second rehab appearance. He pitched in the FCL the other day, and then two scoreless today for the Threshers. So he'll be here at some point. I'm sure they'll have him, you know, throw two or three games at least for Clearwater, especially because he's on the 60-day IL, which means he doesn't count against the 165-man player cap that MLB has imposed. So if you bring him here, then he wouldn't count, so it delays a decision. Pineda goes out of the first pitch, fouls it back, nothing in one. So, yeah, a lot of roster machinations that go on behind the scenes. Pineda's over two today, six for his last 43, but overall it's been a really good year for him. Seven homers, 42 ribbies, and at 279 at the moment. Nobody out in the seventh, 10-0 Greensboro, and the pitch is outside. Tony, I talked to Leandro before the game today and asked him about his batting stance, which he's made some modifications to this season. And if you remember, Tony, from last year, you know, he held his hands high up by his shoulder. This year, they're much lower, out in front of his body, and he's opened his stance up a little bit more as well. Foul back out of play. And that's into a luxury suite to our left. 1-2.
Yeah, he's always had this open stance.
I think it's a little more open.
Yeah.
And he keeps his hands lower and out over the plate. And I asked him where it started. You know, they talked to him about doing it in spring training. And he credited Blue Claws hitting coach Adam Lynn. And the reason why they do it is basically to try to unlock some power, help him get his hips more through the baseball. Here's a little blooper in his shallow center. Coming on his heel, so he's there in the center field to make the catch. Reyes back to second, and that's out number one. So Pineda flies out one away. And that'll bring up Imari and Boyd. But, you know, they wanted to drive the ball a little bit more. They thought that would help him because basically he could go back and through, get more power, and kind of implied, you know, when his hands, or said when his hands were higher up, it was a little more short and through the ball, and just wasn't driving it as much as he wanted to. Here's a Marion Boyd, and the first pitch is outside. Said he worked a lot in the spring with Luke Merton, the Phillies director of hitting, Adam Lynn, the Blue Claws hitting coach, and also with Edouard Gonzalez, one of the minor league roving hitting instructors for the Phillies, who was here a couple of weeks back. Luke Merton was here earlier this week. Here's the 1-0. Boyd takes inside, and it's two balls and no strikes. Keaton Anthony, who has one of the now three Blue Claws hits, is on deck. 10-0 Greensboro. Gene Cabrera gave up six runs, five earned. There's a broken bat, roller up third foul. Boyd will walk over to the Blue Claws dugout and get some new lumber. Blue Claws Baseball brought to you by Shore Business Solutions. You may know how affordable printing has become and that digital documents can streamline your workflow, but you may not know that Shore Business Solutions can help you with all of it. Shore Business Solutions, the partner you didn't know you had. Visit shore-biz.com. In that Clearwater game that we were mentioning before, where Wenway Pond threw two perfect innings with four strikeouts, Avery Owusu-Asedu hit his fourth home run of the season. And they lead it 5-2 over the Pirate affiliate there, Bradenton. That one a little bit low, knocked down by Ross, bounced away a few feet, no advance by Reyes, obviously. Can't take any chances with a 10-run margin. Dominic Pipkin up in the bullpen. He's going to pitch the eighth for Jersey Shore. Tomorrow night, it'll be George Clausen and Patrick Riley. That'll be a good one. 3-1 on Boyd. And the pitch is hit high in the air on the infield. The second baseman, Mitch Jebb, on the dirt to the right of the bag at second, makes the catch for the second out. Boyd 0-3. And that'll bring up Keaton Anthony. Clausen, the reigning Sally League pitcher of the week. He threw five no-hit innings with nine strikeouts in his last start on Saturday at Brooklyn. Blue Claws on Saturday gave up one hit in their win, and it was an infield base hit off Jack Dallas. They were very close to the 10th no-hitter in team history. As Anthony fouls one off to the right, nothing at all. Anthony from University of Iowa. He was born in Indiana, moved to Atlanta when he was one, grew up in Georgia, and then went to Iowa for 3 years. Some of the Phillies last year in time called at home plate. Linares started his motion, and he's not overly thrilled with his catcher Ross right now. Took a couple of steps toward home plate, and now Ross will go out to talk to him. I wonder if they were just trying to get on the same page from a sign standpoint. Maybe Ross didn't know what pitch was coming, but you knew the runner in second.
I think Anthony told me his parents went to Indiana, and he had no desire to play baseball in the South, so he was looking for a school up north, so to speak.
Midwest.
He was going to go to college, And the
whole family, he said his whole family's from Indiana. His whole family still is in Indiana. Yeah. His immediate family moved to Georgia when he was one. We did a little video thing with him today that you can find maybe tomorrow. Fastball inside. 1-1 on the Blue Claws YouTube and Twitter pages. Around the bases with Keaton Anthony.
Where should be good.
Walked around the bases and talked for 2 minutes.
Did you talk about his friendship with Caitlin Clark?
No, we did not. Here's the 1-1, and that's inside. Two balls, one strike.
Which is true. His girlfriend, Sammy, who was here last night, might be here tonight, I would think, is really best friends with Caitlin Clark, and they all know each other. And this Caitlin's a very funny, awesome young lady.
2-1 pitch, high, and it's ball three. 3-1. This will be the last inning for Valentin Linares, as Greensboro has a right-hander up in their bullpen. Blue Claws do in theirs with Pipkin, who will pitch the bottom seven. 10-0 Grasshoppers. 3-1 pitch. Line sharply up the middle. Base hit going into center field. Reyes coming around third. Up with it is Hilson. Throw offline. Reyes scores standing up. And on the throw, Anthony goes to second base with an RBI single. And the Blue Claws now trail 10-1. So Keaton Anthony, now with two hits today, 4-for-9, two ribbies with Jersey Shore. And that'll bring up Jordan Disson.
Well, a big roar from the crowd tonight. They're really enjoying this first Blue Claws Tower. As we said, a very enthusiastic crowd. They've been waiting all night for something to get behind.
Here's Disson, right-handed batter. He has walked and struck out. And he can't check his swing and a slider. And the count, nothing in one.
For Anthony, that's his third hit now in three games with Jersey Shore. Fourth hit since coming up from Clearwater.
Right. And he has two of the four Blue Claws hits in this game. 0-1. Grounded foul up three. I still can't get over the ovation he got for that little bloop single leading off in the sixth at 9-0. But it was the first Blue Claws hit. You would think it was like a leadoff single in a tie game in the bottom of the ninth.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Let alone a 9-0 game in the sixth. But crowd was paying attention. Disson has a home run this week. That was on Tuesday. 9 on the year to lead the team. 0-2, check swing. He went around, strike three, blocked by Ross. And he tosses to first to get Disson and the Blue Claws here in the seventh. Jersey Shore does get a run. They do it on two hits. There were no errors, and they leave one. We go to the eighth inning, and it's Greensboro 10 and the Blue Claws 1 on Valley Live, BlueClaws.com, and MILB TV.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Celebrity Ford of Toms River is bringing you the best prices, best service, and best inventory in all of the Jersey Shore. At Celebrity Ford, you're an all-star, and we're here to serve you and your automotive needs. We offer a free safety assessment as well as free refreshments. Visit us in-store today for the best deals in all of the Jersey Shore. You deserve to ride in style. Located on Route 37 at Toms River, Celebrity Ford, your Jersey Shore Ford store.
You may know how affordable printing has become.
You may have heard that digital documents can streamline almost every business process.
Someone may also have told you that even a small business like yours can manage it all in the cloud.
But here's something you probably don't know. Shore Business Solutions can help you with all of it. Shore Business Solutions, the partner you didn't know you have. Visit shore-biz.com.
A Premier Sharp dealer, official sponsor of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws.
Join the fun in short.
Dominic Pipkin on a minor league rehab assignment with the Blue Claws takes over as we head to the eighth. Greensboro 10 and Jersey Shore 1. This is Pipkin's second appearance of the week. And he comes on for Jaden Estanista, who pitched the last three innings. First pitch is outside to Josiah Seitler, and the count is 1-0. Pipkin, eighth round pick in 2018, was with the Blue Claws for the first time in 2019. 1-0, slider foul tipped at home plate, and it's 1-1. Estanista went three innings. He allowed four runs, three earned on just two hits, one walk, and seven strikeouts. Also hit a batter and a swing and a miss, and the count is 1-2. Pipkin threw a scoreless inning, one walk, struck out two. And in the first game of the series on Tuesday, 24-year-old from Pinole Valley, California. Fastball, swing at him. It's fastball, strike three.
97 on the fastball. And Dominic wanted to be sure in the friends and family shout-out department to say hi to his mom, Lisa, who was watching out there on the stream in Pinole, California, rooting on Dominic. And he's been very good so far here in his return to Jersey Shore.
That one is in there for a strike to Giovanni Planchert. No balls and one strike. Pinole, by the way, is north of Berkeley in the San Pablo Bay. Off the San Pablo Bay. Popped up foul, first base side. And it's nothing in two. Northeast of San Francisco. North of Berkeley. Here's the 0-2. And a little flare up the middle. Backing up Brito. Plays a hop behind the back from the outfield. Grass throws the first and not in time. Squirts off Anthony Smith. That'll probably be... Well, we'll see how they score that. That's a tough call. And I don't know what they're going to give it. they're going to give it E4 on Brito. I think, Tony, they would have got him with a better throw. That was not an easy play, though. And I don't disagree that it's an error, but that was not the easiest play for Brito. But, I think he would have been out with a good throw. Here's Tamar Johnson. Fastball is outside, and the count is 1-0. Actually, yeah, no question, he would have been out if that throw was on target. Johnson 1-for-4 tonight. And the pitch by Pipkin, fouled back under the screen, 1-1. Greensboro 10-1 as they bat here in the top half of the eighth inning. 7:05 tomorrow. It's Irish Heritage Night, so you want to be in your seats early. Tip foul, 1-2. There'll be a big pipe and drum performance before the game on the field, so that'll be very exciting. The Snakes will play live in the Sandbar as part of the Pharaoh's Tea Summer Concert Series. That'll begin at 6:15. Gates open at 6, and of course, the first 1,000 fans receive a Blue Claws Irish cap.
All right.
And the Blue Claws will be wearing special Irish jerseys tomorrow night. 1-2. Fouled off again. Still 1-2. Those you can bid on as we speak. Go to MILBauctions.com. MILBauctions.com. You can bid on those, and all proceeds from that auction will benefit Blue Claws Charities. They're not holding the runner at first. The 1-2 to Tamar Johnson is a chopper to second. Brito backs up again, plays it, shovels quickly to second, and they just get the out. Two down. Fielder's choice is 4-6. Brito's gotten two very tough plays in this inning on tricky hops. And he backed up on both of them. Basically went 1-for-2. Yeah, that'll bring up Jack Branigan in the third base.
Fire pits are roaring out there tonight.
You need them, believe it or not. Yeah.
Out there beyond the left field berm, down the line.
Here's Branigan. And the pitch by Pipkin, check swing. And there you go. Yes. Says Shane Sullivan, the base umpire. Branigan is 0-for-4. Greensboro has just 7 hits, but 10 runs. They made him count. Really, the big one, the grand slam by Nick Cimillo in the third inning off starter Gene Cabrera. Lonnie White has a home run and a 2-run triple. So those 3 swings account for 7 of their 10 runs. 0-1 on Branigan. Pipkin's pitch is chopped outside of third. So tomorrow night, Tony, George Clausen is going to pitch. So you can bid on his Irish jersey at MILBauctions.com. Oh, and 2 on Branigan. And Pipkin's fastball is outside.
Now, Greensboro hitting only .226. For average as a team that's ninth in the 12-team Sally League. But, as we've said, they've scored the most runs. They've hit the most home runs. And they rode their offense, basically, to the division title first half.
Here's the 1-2. Ripped down third foul. And out of play, still 1-2.
All these hitters that don't have a whole lot of average still, for the most part, have plentiful in the power department.
I mean, they have 27 homers from 2 catchers, which Ross and Cimillo. 28 now. Cimillo hit his 13th home run tonight, that grand slam. High set for Pipkin with a runner at first. 10-1 Greensboro, top of the eighth. Foul back again into the screen. And the count is still 1-2. Well, Jersey Shore here, down by 9. in a game where one of their best pitchers just didn't have his best night. And Gene Cabrera. Largest margin of defeat for the Blue Claws this year is 7 on Wednesday. Done it 3 times, most recently on Wednesday when they lost 11-4. Here's the 1-2. Lifted foul off first again on a play. Into the seats. Still 1-2. Pipkin up to 95 with that fastball. I think he hit 97 a little earlier. He was a starter with the Blue Claws in 2019. Fresh out of high school. And started a little bit in 2021. Gradually moved to the bullpen. He was here in 2022 as well. And then last year injured before going to Reading. Now on a rehab assignment. Swing and a miss, high fastball. That was 96. And he strikes out Brannigan swinging to retire the side. No runs, no hits, one error, one left. We go to the bottom of the eighth. Greensboro 10 and the Blue Claws 1 here on Valley Live, BlueClaws.com and MILB TV.
Join the fun in Shoretown all summer long. Fireworks Fridays in the summer, Thirsty Thursdays, amazing promotions, great theme nights, giveaways, live music, and so much more. The Blue Claws are the Jersey Shore's hometown team, your favorite team, and now's the time to lock in your tickets for another summer of Blue Claws. Head to BlueClaws.com today to check out our promotional schedule and order tickets for your next stop in Shoretown. That's BlueClaws.com today. Claws up!
No one plans on heart problems, but everyone should have a plan for them. At RWJ Barnabas Health, we help patients of all lifestyles and medical histories plan for healthy hearts. With the latest technology and a highly specialized team of nurses, cardiologists, and surgeons, our network offers the most complete heart and vascular care in New Jersey. Make plans for a healthy heart with RWJ Barnabas Health. Let's be healthy together. Visit rwjbh.org/heart.
Upgrade your next camping trip with a new RV from Camping World in Lakewood. Shop great deals on the best brands and floor plans, including Coleman, the number one travel trailer brand in America. We have an RV for every lifestyle and a payment for every budget. As part of America's number one RV network, Camping World has the largest selection of new and pre-owned RVs in the country, with new RVs for less than $5 a day. Don't miss your chance to own your dream RV. Visit Camping World in Lakewood today.
New pitcher for Greensboro's right-hander Darvin Garcia, who has been with the Grasshoppers most of the year, went to Altoona for one game, gave up 4 runs, 1 earned in one inning earlier this week, walked 3, and now back with Greensboro, where he's made 14 appearances and has a 5.32 ERA on the season. 25-year-old from the Dominican Republic. First pitch is inside to Troy Schreffler, and 1-0 as we're underway in the bottom half of the eighth. It's been all Greensboro. They lead Jersey Shore 10-1. Shoretown ballpark. And the pitch by Garcia is in there for a called strike, 1-1. Mason Ronan up in the bullpen for the Blue Claws. He'll pitch the ninth inning. Blue Claws just 4 hits, 2 by Keaton Anthony. Schreffler is 0-2, grounded into a double play and struck out. Here's a high pop, first base side. Cimillo behind the bag, now in foul ground. Wynn pushes it back just off the bag in foul territory, where Cimillo makes the pitch for out number one. That'll bring up Eric Friedel. Valentin Linares went 2 innings and allowed 1 run on 4 hits. It was an earned run. 1 walk, struck out 4. Darwin Garcia will now face the top of the Blue Claws order, and Eric Friedel, who has a base hit in 3 at-bats, extending his hitting streak to 6 games. Fastball swing and a miss, over which he is 10-4-23. Seeing a lot of lightsabers, Tony, around the seating bowl. They always sell a lot of those on fireworks nights. And if they'll sell a lot more of them 2 weeks from tonight. You know why?
Because?
It's Star Wars night.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. On Friday, July 12th. 0-1 in the dirt. It's very unique couple of weeks here for the Blue Claws, because they're playing 15 out of 18 games at home. And they will be home each of the next 3 Thursdays. Well, yesterday was Thursday, but Thursday, Friday, Saturday. This the first week. There's the 1-1. Grounder in the hole by Brito. Backhand by Johnson. Plants, throws, got him by a quarter of a step. Good throw. And Brito just retired for out number 2. But Yeah, this week you had Thursday, fireworks tonight. Tomorrow's Irish Heritage Night. Next week is July 4th. Then next Friday, you have more fireworks and the Fanatic. Next Saturday, Bryson Stott Bobblehead Night. And then on the 11th is Military Appreciation Night. The 12th is Star Wars Night. The 13th is Grateful Dead Night. Here's Crawford, who takes it. Son, it's one ball, no strings. Can't beat the excitement and the entertainment, right?
A lot of fun stuff. They're in Short Town this summer coming up.
Crawford is 0 for 2, two strikeouts and a walk. And the 0-1 pitch is lifted down the left field line, slicing foul. One ball, one strike on Justin. Aiden Miller is on deck. And then Felix Reyes. But two down here with the 10-1 Hoppers. Darvin Garcia steps off and now steps back on. He opened the year with Greensboro, pitched in Altoona on the first, and a pitch clock violation is called on Darvin Garcia. So two balls and one strike. Now here comes Blake Butler, the manager for Greensboro, and he's wondering why there was a pitch clock violation. I wonder if he thought maybe it hadn't reset after the foul ball, or reset too quickly, or wasn't up. I don't know. But either way, it was called the pitch clock violation, so ball two. Here's the 2-1. Lined up third foul. And out of play, 2-2. Mason Ronan will pitch the ninth inning for Jersey Shore. The left-hander is loosening in the bullpen. And the pitch is outside. Count is full at 3-2 here on Justin. Slightly open stance on the left side. Holds his hands high atop Raya's helmet. And that one lined up third, fair ball, base hit. So Crawford a single, makes a turn at first, but not going anywhere. Down by 9, but a good at bat. Fouled off a few pitches and then lines one the other way for an opposite field single. So he's at first with two out, and here's Aiden Miller, the shortstop.
Like to see Aiden get a hit here. They've been hard to come by recently. For the Phillies, number 2 prospect. Just turned 20 a couple of weeks ago. Just before he came here to Lakewood from Clearwater.
June the 9th, and he hits this one on the ground at short. Tamar Johnson to his left goes the short way to second. Hits Crawford in the side return. 6-4 on the fielder's choice. No runs, one hit, no errors, and one left on. We have played 8 innings here at Short Town Ballpark. 10-1 Greensboro on Valley Live, BlueClaws.com, and MILB TV.
Hear that? That's the sound of healthy kids at play. Nothing makes us at RWJ Barnabas Health happier than that. And you'll be happy to hear that we have been recognized by U.S. News & World Report for our pediatric care, in urology system-wide, and in orthopedics at the Bristol-Myers Squibb Children's Hospital at Robert Wood Johnson University Hospital. To learn more, visit rwjbh.org/childrenshealth. RWJ Barnabas Health. Let's be healthy together.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
New pitcher for Jersey Shore's left-hander Mason Roden. We go to the top of the ninth inning, and the Blue Claws down 10-1. Has been their night. Lonnie White has a home run and a two-run triple, and Nick Cimillo has a grand slam for Greensboro. Roden 2-1, a 7.65 ERA in 17 appearances with the Blue Claws. 20 innings, 16 hits, 19 walks, 28 strikeouts. Here's Sean Ross. Fastball is upstairs, and it's 1-0. Ross has a single. He singled actually in the third inning, the batter before Nick Cimillo's grand slam. 1-0 outside, 2-0. Mason pitched on Tuesday in the series opener. He gave up two home runs and five runs in two innings. Ross hit one of those home runs off him in his 15th of the season, albeit fastball strike, 2-1. Tony, that was the disputed homer that he hit out towards left center. And they had originally ruled it in play, and then the umpires talked, reversed the call to a home run, and Bull got ejected. Here's a fly ball in the shallow left center. Remarion Boyd moving over to his right makes the catch, 1-1. Here's Cimillo, went to Rutgers after a couple of seasons at Manhattan. He's from Suffern, New York originally, which is a little bit north of New York City, not that far over the New York-New Jersey border. And I'm sure he's got some folks in the crowd this week as well. Breaking ball outside, 1-0. They have a few quasi-local guys and one uber-local guy. Cimillo from Suffern, Lonnie White from outside of Philly. And White's had a big cheering section all week. Fouled off by Cimillo, first base side, out of play. And it's one ball and one strike. And then tomorrow, Patrick Riley will pitch. CBA product, Freehold. And he will start for Greensboro tomorrow. And he will have, he said, 50 people. Story on app.com today. That one is outside from Ronan. Two balls and a strike. That'll be fun tomorrow. He's a good pitching prospect, too. Went to Vanderbilt. And he will throw tomorrow against George Clausen, one of the top Phillies pitching prospects. 2-1. And that's a slider for a called strike, 2-2. Clausen, of course, up from Clearwater, former Minnesota Golden Gopher. Through five no-hit innings with nine strikeouts in Brooklyn on Saturday. But I'll say this, though. 2-2. That's a slider. Did he go? No. Says the first base, or the base umpire, Shane Sullivan. This lineup is a 2.5, 3 steps up from Brooklyn. So it'll be a good test for Clausen tomorrow. And I can't wait to see it. Three and two on Cimillo. And he fouls it off first base side, out of play. The Blue Claws have been trying to track down Greensboro here. Coming into tonight, since 2005, Greensboro had won 156 to 154 against Jersey Shore. Fastball outside, ball four. Blue Claws had cut it to one game back a couple of times, but they're going to be three games back after this one. Cimillo draws the walk, first allowed by Mason Roden, and that'll bring up second baseman Mitch Jim. Jeb is a left-handed batter. Runner at first base, one out. They're not holding him on. Knocked down by nine. Breaking ball hit him in the helmet, and it pops up over the screen into the fifth row. Jeb is fine, flips the bat away, and basically sprints up to first base, hit by the breaking ball that got away from Ronan. And that puts runners in first and second with one out and brings up Lonnie White. So White, Tony's had a night. Two-run triple and a solo homer. He has driven in three, scored two. His home run was his 11th of the season. High set for Ronan with two on, and a slider is inside. It's one ball to no strikes. with his two hits today. He's 13 for his last 38 with three home runs. 64th overall pick in the draft 2 years ago. Fastball outside. And it's two balls and no strikes. Or check that draft 3 years ago, 2021 for White, who had committed to play football at Penn State before signing with the Pirates. Here's the 2-0. That's inside. He was ranked in the top 200 football players in the country in his class as an athlete. And was going to go play for James Franklin at PSU. 3-0 on White, and that's way outside ball four. Two walks and a hit, Betts, and the bases are loaded for P.J. Hilson, the center fielder.
You know, White's one of those players we sort of referred to that doesn't have much of a batting average, 190, as he trots down to first base, but has 11 home runs and has driven in 31 and is a heck of an athlete. One of those players that the system hopes will grow into the average a little bit more because, or a little bit better, because certainly there are tools to work with.
Most runs the Bucklaws have allowed in a game this year is 12, April 27th at Aberdeen. They have allowed 10 so far, and Greensboro has three on bases loaded and only one out here in the ninth inning. And the Bucklaws' largest margin of defeat is 7, three times. Most recently, their 11-4 loss on Wednesday. And they're down by 9 here in the top half of the ninth inning. Here's P.J. Hilson, who is 0-4, 6 for his last 38, hitting .248 on the season. Right-handed batter, open stance, pitches a strike. Nothing in one. Hilson, drafted by the Giants in 2018, taken by the Pirates in the minor league portion of the Rule 5 draft this past offseason in December. 0-1 the count on him, and swings over a changeup. Good pitch by Ronan. That might have been the best pitch he's thrown tonight. And it's nothing in two. Josiah Sightler on Nick. Bases loaded without a hit for Greensboro. And the 0-2. Line sharply, deep down the left field line. Scheffler on the run, won't get it, base hit. And it one hops off the left field wall. Cimillo scores and Jeb scores. On his way to third is White. And standing at second with a two-run double is P.J. Hilson. And the Hoppers have a 12-1 lead.
Now, one thing Brad Bergeson, the pitching coach, is want to go over with his pitchers after tonight is what they're doing wrong when they're ahead on the count. Gene Cabrera was ahead on the count a couple of times there in that third inning when he gave up a two-strike hit to Ross and then a 1-2 slider that he hung for the grand slam by Cimillo. And here, Ronan is ahead on the count and gives up a double into the left field corner on a two-strike pitch.
Curveball high. Bucklaws here down by 11. Their largest margin of defeat last year was on September 5th at Hudson Valley. They lost 13-0. That was that final weekend, too, or the final week, in which they won the last game to make the postseason. Foul back into the screen by Josiah Sightler. And the count is 1-1. And 1-1. So Ronan's allowed 7 runs now with 2 appearances in this series. And a 1-1. Breaking ball cut on him. This is 1-2. If you're wondering, Tony, what the largest margin of defeat in the Blue Claws history. In fact, the two largest margins of defeat in Blue Claws history, believe it or not, came in back-to-back games. 1-2. High fly ball to right. Well hit. Pineda going back toward the track. Has room, but way out there. And makes the catch, crossing onto the track. White tags in third. He'll score. Hilson goes to third. Sack fly and an RBI for Sightler. 3 in the inning. And it's 13-1 Greensboro. That ball would have been gone in Greensboro for sure. But it's a sack fly here, and that'll bring up Giovanni Fletcher. Do you remember the...
Were they were here? Were they home games?
The one was a Sunday game in Aberdeen. The Blue Claws lost 20-1.
What year was this?
2021. And then the next day was Labor Day. Line drive right side. That's over the head of Brito and out in the right center for a base hit. In from third to score is Planchard. And four runs in the inning make it 14-1. I'm sorry, in from third to score is Hilson. Planchard at first with an RBI single, and it's 14-1. So then Labor Day, and then the day after Labor Day, September 7th, Greensboro was in town for the start of a series, and they beat Jersey Shore 21-4. And those were the two largest margins of defeat in team history, and they came in back-to-back games. Here's Tamar Johnson. It's pretty amazing, actually, when you think about it.
That was a 2021. That was a 21 team.
Yeah. Fastball cut on and missed. I mean, it's actually kind of nuts if you think about it. Blue Claws had played, give or take, 2,400 games, 2,500 games by that point. Tip foul at home plate, and it's 0-2. And then the 17-run margin, the second most, was matched in 2022 on a Sunday afternoon here when Brooklyn came in and beat Jersey Shore 18-1. Here's the 0-2 pitch, and it's outside. But right now, this is at 13, so this would tie the fifth largest margin of defeat for Jersey Shore. And the other amazing thing is they haven't even allowed 10 hits. They've given up 9 hits in this game. That's inside, and it's 2-2. In fact, the 4 runs that have scored in this inning, 3 of them did not get a hit to reach base. Smilla walked, Jeb was hit by a pitch, and White walked. And that one foul tipped at home plate. 8 of the 14 runs reached base without a hit, Tony, today for Greensboro.
Well, just a couple of weeks ago, Jersey Shore went down to Greensboro and won 4 out of 6. And in the Sunday finale, Jersey Shore put up 18 runs and really put it to the Hoppers, and Greensboro getting a measure of revenge here thus far this week.
Foul tipped, held by Disson, strike 3, side retired. 4 runs in the 9th inning on 2 hits. There were no errors and 1 left. It's 14-1 Greensboro as we go to the bottom of the 9th here on Valley Live, BlueClaws.com and MILB TV.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Celebrity Ford of Toms River is bringing you the best prices, best service, and best inventory in all of the Jersey Shore. At Celebrity Ford, you're an all-star, and we're here to serve you and your automotive needs. We offer a free safety assessment as well as free refreshments. Visit us in-store today for the best deals in all of the Jersey Shore. You deserve to ride in style. Located on Route 37 at Toms River, Celebrity Ford, your Jersey Shore Ford store.
You may know how affordable printing has become.
You may have heard that digital documents can streamline almost every business process.
Someone may also have told you that even a small business like yours can manage it all in the cloud.
But here's something you probably don't know. Shore Business Solutions can help you with all of it. Shore Business Solutions, the partner you didn't know you have. Visit shore-biz.com.
A Premier Sharp dealer, official sponsor of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws.
Join the fun in Shoretown.
Blue Claws down 14-1. We'll get a chance to face a position player here. Mikel Escoto, a third baseman, is now pitching for Greensboro. They have a 14-1 lead.
So what you're saying is they think it's safe?
I guess. I don't know that I remember a position player pitching with a lead like this. And a BP fastball is inside at 52 miles an hour. And the count is 1 ball and no strikes. And that one is 52, 1-1.
Zipped it right in there.
Long delivery, lobs it in, pops him up in the shallow right center. Late racing in the center fielder, Hilson can't get it, and it's a bloop single. So Reyes aboard with a base hit. Tony, that was 52 going out, coming in, and 78 going out.
I wasn't sure it cracked 70 going out.
Here's Leandro Pineda. Did they like, is this in Escoto's contract that he gets to pitch a game or something? Foul back by Pineda into the screen, nothing in one. I don't ever remember a... position player pitching in a game where the team is winning by such a margin. It's 14-1. 0-1 on Leandro Pineda. Long hold by Escoto. Better hurry with the pitch clock. And he gets it off and misses way outside at 55. And it's one ball and one strike. Reyes leads off first, not being held on. It's 14-1 Greensboro. They scored four runs in the ninth to extend it. And lobs one in outside. Two balls and a strike. Actually, I don't even think this is BP speed. Rickson Wingrove pitched one game here 2 years ago. And that one aside outside. That was the 18-1 Brooklyn game. In 2022, Keith Werman was the manager, and he threw a couple of basically ephuses in that ball game. 3-1, lobbed in, popped up into left center. White, the left fielder, is there into the gap and makes the catch to retire Pineda, who's 0 for 4. Back to first goes Reyes, and that'll bring up Imari and Boyd. And in that game, Tony Rickson threw a couple of pitches at 38 miles an hour, and I don't know how true this was. They told him, I don't know exactly how accurate it was, but they told him that they were the slowest pitches recorded by Hawkeye in the entire minor leagues in 2022. Here's Amari and Boyd, and he takes a heater at 57 inside for a ball. It's 1-0. Boyd is 0 for 3. There is a nice Let's Go Blue Claws chant that has broken out. And Boyd rips one deep down the left field line. That's going to go foul, and Boyd is going to want that
wow.
back.
Wow. That's up by the fire pits.
Hit at 365 feet, but about 30 feet foul. And that would have been his third career home run. So a position player pitching here for Greensboro, who leads the Blue Claws 14-1. Third baseman Michael Escoto, and Boyd swings and misses. At 60 miles an hour on that one, and the count 1-2. You know, when you face 90, 95 all day, hitting 60 is not that easy. Throws your timing off a lot. And that one, Boyd swings and misses, or swings and hits him, and that's strike three. And he just walks right back to the dugout. And there are two men away.
The ball
hit him in the hand
right,
or the
ball
arm.
Hit him, but
he
swung.
Yeah. One away, or two away for Keaton Anthony. Blue Claws down to their final out. Anthony has two of the six Blue Claws hits. Reyes leads at first. Lobbed in there by Escoto. High and outside. And the count, one ball, no strikes. That was at 52 miles an hour. I think that was the slowest pitch that he's thrown so far. Lobs that one in. Line shot up the middle. Base hit by Anthony in the center. His third hit of the game. Reyes goes to second. And that'll bring up Jordan Disson. So, Tony, it's funny. You have Escoto here throwing pitches at 50, 53, 55, 56 miles an hour. And then tomorrow, you have Clawson and Riley who are going to be throwing 95 to 97 miles an hour. So, here's Jordan Disson, who's 0 for 2, and he hits a high fly ball fairly deep into left field. White drifts back toward the track. He has room. He makes the catch, and the ball game is over. So Michael Escoto, the Greensboro third baseman, throws a scoreless inning in the bottom of the ninth, and the Blue Claws fall to the Hoppers tonight. Your final, the Grasshoppers 14, and the Blue Claws 1. No runs, two hits, two left. And the ninth inning for Jersey Shore. So a position player pitches. And the Blue Claws can't tack on any, and Greensboro rolls tonight. 14 runs, 9 hits, no errors. For the Blue Claws, 1 run, 7 hits, and 2 errors. Hunter Barco was outstanding. The starter, 5 no-hit innings. He's the winning pitcher, 3-1. And the losing pitcher, the Blue Claws starter, Gene Cabrera, falls to 4-4. Blue Claws are 3-4, 41-32. Greensboro is 5-2, 44-28 on the air. 2 hours and 38 minutes. The plant, 3 hits for Keaton Anthony, 2 for Felix Reyes. For the Blue Claws, a couple of homers for Greensboro. Tony will tell you about those. All Greensboro tonight. They win it 14-1. George Clausen and Patrick Riley, your pitchers tomorrow night. Have a wonderful evening, everybody. Tony's postgame coming up.
All right, Greg, it's coming up right now. Let's go right to the out-of-town scoreboard. The Phillies scratched out a couple of runs tonight for Christopher Sanchez, and as it turned out, that was all that Sanchez needed, as the Phillies outlasted Miami 2-0 at Citizens Bank Park. Over 44,000 on hand to watch Sanchez spin a three-hit shutout. So the Phillies, despite a depleted lineup, managed to get that victory tonight over the Miami Marlins. On the Phillies affiliate scoreboard, Lehigh Valley defeated Durham tonight 9-3. Mick Abel, got the victory, so he's second win of the year. He's dropped 7, his ERA after tonight, 6.79. Abel gets the win, 9-3, Lehigh Valley. Reading rolled over Bowie, Maryland, the Orioles affiliate. Durham, by the way, Tampa Bay affiliate. Lehigh Valley beat them. Reading beats Bowie 10-3 is the final in that one at Reading. In the Dominican Summer League, Phillies Red beat the Tigers 12-8, and the Phillies White lost to the Tigers by a 5-2 score. A six-inning final down in Clearwater. The Threshers are victorious 5-2 over Bradenton. In the Florida Complex League, the Phillies and Yankees were rained out. Here in Lakewood, it was all Greensboro tonight, 14 runs, 9 hits, and no errors. Jersey Shore, 1 run, 7 hits, and 2 errors. The big blow, a Nick Cimillo grand slam home run in the third inning of Gene Cabrera. Pretty much put the ball game away, and later Lonnie White, also homered a solo shot. White also had a 2-run triple for Greensboro, which wins it 14-1 is the final. With the victory, Greensboro goes to 5-2 in the second half, 44-28 overall, and the Blue Claws now under 500 at 3-4 and 41-32 overall. A good pitching matchup tomorrow, as George Clausen, who has come up from Clearwater firing, he will make his third start. He's 1-0 with an ERA of 2. He is the Phillies' number 28 prospect against local product number 19 prospect in the Pirate system, Patrick Riley, out of Christian Brothers Academy, among the league leaders in strikeouts with 79, 3-4 record, of 4.03 earned run average for Riley. And that ball game at 7:05 on Saturday evening, and Greg and I will have it for you beginning at 6:50 tomorrow night. Try to get out here for that one if you can. We will have it here on the stream. Tonight's game produced by Ryan Colwell, social media, Taylor Petrangelo, Laura Elizabeth, and Greg Gemberisi. For Greg, I'm Tony Graham. Again, the final score here tonight in Lakewood, it was Greensboro 14, and the Blue Claws 1. Have a clawsome rest of your night, everybody.